All right, say you've got too many windows open and you want to focus on one. Just grab the one you want, shake it, and... I'm a PC. This is how it's done.
Long shot Scott Brown surging from behind to beat Democrat Martha Coakley in a race closely watched for its implications on health care reform and other issues important to President Obama. Brown told a packed House at his victory celebration that Democrats are backpedaling.
They will be challenged again and again across this great land. And when there's trouble in Massachusetts, rest assured, there's trouble everywhere, and they know it.
At Coakley headquarters, her supporters were subdued. And the candidate was downcast.
I am heartbroken at the result.
Now, nowhere is the pain more acute than among Democrats on Capitol Hill, where CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss is standing by live this morning. And now what for health care reform, Bob?
Nick, it puts it in peril after Congress has worked on it for almost a year and we're about to finish. That's because Republicans can now filibuster the final product in the Senate. CBS News political analyst John Dickerson says the Democrats have only bad options.
To get around that, Democrats would either have to pick up a Republican senator, which is unlikely, or they'd have to vote before Brown was seated, which would look politically tricky and sneaky.
Or the House could accept the Senate version as is, but that's unlikely. And beyond health reform, this puts Democrats on the defensive, scared about their own re-election and threatens all of President Obama's agenda.
I'm Dan Revive at the White House. 1 year after the inauguration parade and the first African-American president being sworn in.
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear.
How's he doing? A CBS News poll finds his approval rating is 50%, down a lot since last summer. Many liberal Democrats are disappointed. As for Republican conservatives,
they want to stop this guy in many ways, and they've succeeded to some extent.
Bill Adair of PolitiFact, a website with an Obamameter measuring 500 campaign promises. It counts about 90 kept, 90 stalled, almost 300 in the works, and 14 promises broken. Dan Revive, CBS News, the White House.
Well, 8 days after a devastating earthquake, a powerful aftershock has hit Haiti this morning. CBS News correspondent Harry Smith says the magnitude 6 jolt got everyone's attention.
It felt like somebody was trying to rock the vehicle. I got out, and you could feel the earth sort of shifting underneath you. We didn't see any new damage, per se, and there was no panic in the streets either.
As Haitians struggle, the U.S. is committing more ships to the effort to clear the port of debris. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates.
I signed deployment orders this morning that would begin to move ships such as a port clearance ship with cranes that could, within a week or two perhaps, begin to get the port back into operation.
I'm Peter King in Port-au-Prince. This is a happy morning for these children. About 20 who live in this orphanage. You're getting small containers of water, about 2 gulps worth for your average American adult. May have to be enough for the day for these kids. As for food, schoolmaster Norbert Phillip.
In the morning, they go out in the street to see how they can find something to eat in the street.
We asked Phillip to ask them about their last real meal.
Spaghetti.
That was more than a week ago.
Since the quake struck last Tuesday, nearly 100 people have been pulled alive from the rubble. One of the latest is a 24-year-old woman, this man who...
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
By the way, Bill Press, no intellectual giant.
I enjoyed his company. He had a warmth and brash humor that made up for his constant references to a former L.A. life. The retinue of women who supposedly still called him long distance every night. His past football exploits. The celebrities he knew.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Out of many, we are one. That while we breathe, we hope. And where we are met with cynicism and doubt, and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can.
Say it ain't so. Say it ain't so, but it is. Massachusetts sending a Republican, Scott Brown, to take Teddy Kennedy's seat in the United States Senate. Oh, my God. Where do we go from here? Well, that's what we're going to talk about. Hello, everybody, and welcome. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Bill Press Show this Wednesday, January 20, 2010. Good to see you all. You're looking good, despite the bad news from last night. And thank you for joining us. We will continue to take your calls on what happened in Massachusetts and what it means. 866-55-PRESS, that's the toll-free number, 866-55-77-377. And the website, lots of good stuff on it today, including our interview yesterday with Tom Buffenbarger, the president of the Machinist Union, about the plan to tax workers' health care benefits as part of the legislation. It's still in there, except for union members. All of that you can find at BillPressShow.com, including the big details for all of you in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area of about the Blue State Bash, the annual thing that Janet Roberts and good people at AM 950 put together. It's this weekend, Saturday night, Minneapolis Convention Center, and I'm going to be out there during the, the cha-cha with Stephanie Miller. I don't know. Or Tom Hartman. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to be there. We're all going to be there and having a good time. Good to see you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Bill Press Show. And we say hello to Team Press, Peter Ogburn, Dan Henning, and a member of Team Press, our good buddy Rich Masters. Hey, Rich.
I'm good. I'm a little foggy from staying up last night watching all the analysis. It was just a depressing evening.
Wasn't it, though? The only good thing about it was we didn't have to stay up too late.
That's true.
You know, they count the votes pretty fast. 9 o'clock,
although I was hoping it was going to be a very late night.
Yeah, it would have been.
I was hoping it was going to be a 2 a.m. squeaker for Martha, but it didn't work that way.
Is there any way we can get a recount?
Man, I don't know.
Not that close, huh?
No, unfortunately. Five percentage points is not close enough.
You know what? It's 100,000 votes difference.
Yeah. 100,000
votes. It doesn't sound like a lot, but in a special election, it certainly...
Well, my friends on the ground were telling me that she was definitely moving in the right way, that she was starting to come back. I mean, I had friends that were on both sides of the campaign, because I've got friends on both sides of the aisle, and they were telling me that over the weekend it was a 10-point minimum lead. They were predicting 12 points, some of them. And these are conservative people who are telling me, listen, this is going to be a 12-point blowout.
Mm.
And then they saw on Sunday the numbers start to move with Obama's appearance, and then on Monday she started to move, but it was too little too late. And, had the election been held next Tuesday, we'd be talking about something reverse. But it shows that, you know, her sitting and taking a three-week vacation at Christmas time was probably not the wisest move.
All right, so we're getting ahead of ourselves just a little bit. We want to talk about Massachusetts, what happened and why and what it means and where Democrats go from here. And what it means for President Obama. 866-55-PRESS will take your calls. But also, Rich, we got to remember, this is January 20, 2010. A year ago today, we were celebrating, man, down on the mall at noon on on January 20, 2009.
We gather because we have chosen hope over fear, unity of purpose over conflict and discord. On this day, we come to proclaim an end to the petty grievances and false promises, the recriminations and worn-out dogmas that for far too long have strangled our politics.
What a magic day, huh?
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, I was stuck in a tunnel. I didn't quite
get you in part of the,
purple
tunnel?
Yes.
Oh.
Me and my kids, we got there at 6 in the morning and never made it onto the mall. Oh. But anyway, it was still a magical day nonetheless.
Let me tell you, for one who was out of the tunnel, I was you missed a good show.
Oh, man.
But it was. We were really riding high then. And we're riding pretty low this morning. But we just want to remember that the good part. And,
exactly.
We'll have more time tomorrow to talk about President Obama's first anniversary and what it all means. But let's talk Massachusetts and what that means. Rich, we're going to be joined, well, not only joined by our callers, but the Lieutenant Governor of Massachusetts, Lieutenant Governor Tim Murray, is going to be here in about 20 minutes,
too. Great.
We'll have a chance to talk to him. But first,
this is the
really important
press.
Stories from
exactly.
Dan.
Yes, exit,
my favorite part.
Exit talks. Of, thank you, Rich. I never get any recognition.
That's called some sarcasm there.
Thank you. Exit talks have stalled on one sticking point between Conan O'Brien and NBC. The host, who is getting a $30 million severance check, wants deals for his cast and crew as well. But NBC fired back in a statement saying it was Conan's decision to leave NBC that resulted in nearly 200 of his staffers being out of work, and this is nothing but a PR ploy.
Oh. This is just getting ugly.
That's sloppy, man.
Oh, yeah. Man, I hate Leno. Are you kidding me?
Tiger Woods' affair with Rachel Uchitel is full steam ahead. According to Star Magazine, the golfer bought her a $55,000 24-karat Rubellite Tiffany necklace.
Whoa. Wait. And he's supposedly in the sex clinic.
Yes,
the sex addiction clinic.
He is continuing.
Is she there with him?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so. But yes, he is currently in Mississippi, a six-week program.
Man, you know it's got to be bad to go to Mississippi for sex addiction.
Wow. I don't want to know what they teach you about sex in Mississippi.
Exactly.
Are you kidding me?
Are you sitting in bed?
Does it have four legs?
Dad treatment.
That's my daddy.
Sitting in a bad commute this morning, the Daily Beast compiled data with a traffic tracking firm to find the country's worst traffic jams heading to and from work, with the top spot going to the Hollywood Freeway in L.A. That's followed by the Lunalilo H1 Freeway in Honolulu and the Capitol Beltway surrounding Washington. Roads in Austin and San Francisco round out the top five.
Oh, man. I've been stuck in three of the top five.
Yeah.
Maybe it's you that's causing all the trouble.
It could be. Wow. All right. And they didn't even mention the Santa Monica Freeway or the San Diego Freeway. You mentioned any freeway in L.A., and it's gridlock at this time, and gridlock in Massachusetts, too. So, Rich, you've run a lot of campaigns. I've run campaigns. I've been a candidate. When you look at Massachusetts, I mean, Martha Coakley wins a primary December the 8th. 19 points. She's 30 points ahead of Scott Brown in the polls, and today we're looking at Senator-elect Scott Brown. What the hell happened?
Well, there's a lot of things that happened. I mean, first of all, we can't forget that history was against us and is going to be against us in November. The president's party always loses seats, or generally always loses seats, and especially when he's pushing an aggressive agenda, which he is. Some of this is historical. I don't think there's any question about the voter angst out there.
And when you have voter angst and frustration, it's directed against a party in power, no matter
who
it is.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I mean, that's why historically you see this happen. So history was against us, for one. Number two, you've got to look at the Coakley campaign. And I don't want to pile on, because everyone's beating her up this morning. But to take 3 weeks off and allow the earned media airwaves to just focus on Scott Brown. And, I watched him last night as he made his acceptance speech. It was the first time I'd ever seen anything other than just a little soundbite or two.
Mm-hmm.
I can see why this guy won.
He's a good politician. He was a great, very effective campaigner.
Very effective campaigner.
He's attractive.
Yeah. He's got this weird George Bush eye tick, though, that bugs me. But I mean, he was looking and kind of winking at people. Yeah. I mean, it just gave me the creeps. But the way he introduced his daughters and said they're single, and it was just really off the cuff. It was nothing scripted. Contrast that with Martha Coakley, who I think Keith Olbermann last night said there was a difference. She phoned it in. He showed up, you know, and I think that was it was no question about it, that that was a huge, huge difference. They had no ground game. They took it for granted. And
but she had smart,
politics.
She had, to her defense, she had smart people giving her that advice, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Celinda Lake, who's a friend of mine, who, you know, is now people are dumping on her, saying that from the polling she should have gotten it. Well, she was looking at the same polls that, you know, everyone was, the 30% lead.
Who ran her campaign, do you know?
You know, not specifically. I don't know who ran it, but I know it was a veteran, you know, political campaigns, worked in the Kennedy organization. And, you know, I think they missed, you know, if they missed it, so did everybody else. I mean, you know, as you know, Bill, I'm not really critical ever of this White House, but their political operation clearly was tone deaf. They were not asking those tough questions, and
Democratic Senate Campaign Committee.
Everyone was asleep at the wheel. I mean, they all started, when you start believing your own press clippings, that if whoever wins the Democratic primary is going to be the next senator. And if you believe that, and you've got other battles to fight in Arkansas and in Nevada with Harry Reid, you're focused on November, and you're saying, okay, this is in the books. This is where we're done with this.
Right.
And it's the first mistake any campaign makes. It's never in the books.
Now, for some reason, I still don't know why, I ended up watching Fox last night. I guess I wanted to see what the enemy was saying. And, you know, everybody was saying, Mitt Romney, Sean Hannity, Stuart Varney, they were all saying the same thing, Carl Cameron. This is a referendum on Barack Obama. This is a referendum. This shows that people are tired of the arrogance of Barack Obama shoving his agenda down our throat. I mean, is there any shred of truth to that?
No, none at all. And if you look, you know, Bill, here's the problem. The one problem I have with the administration, and I've said this repeatedly on this show, is that the administration has not properly sold the health care debate. Exit polls yesterday showed 97% of the people in Massachusetts love their health care plan that they have in Massachusetts. Now, it was a Mitt Romney signed bill, by the way.
Which Scott Brown voted for.
Which he voted for. Absolutely voted for. It has a 90-plus favorable rating. People love it in Massachusetts. And yet, the same people that said they love their health care plan, which, by the way, the Obama's national health care plan is based on what's going on in Massachusetts, they said they don't like what's going on in Washington with this big government takeover of health care. There's only one explanation for that. Failure to communicate. They have not communicated what this health care bill does, how it's going to change the lives of every American, even if we get a portion of it.
It's amazing that what became and what was in the 2008 general election, right? The number one issue, the big difference between McCain and Obama, and the people voted for health care reform, that in a year they have allowed it to become the worst thing that could happen, right? I mean, it's just like a total 180 degree change of direction.
It's complete. I mean, what I think happened is the Obama White House overlearned the lessons of the Clinton White House, and they let Congress draft this piece of legislation, and then all of the little nuances, you know, from public option to, you know, across the board, all those little nuances took on huge lives of their own, and we lost sight of the fact that overall, at the end of the day, we want health care reform. We saw what happened in 1994 when Bill Clinton said, here's the bill, and he put it on the desks of Congress. He said, vote it up or vote it down. And guess what? They didn't have the votes. They pulled it. And 14, 16 years later, we're sitting here, and we still have no health insurance reform whatsoever. And so I think there's been a failure to communicate what this is all
Absolutely.
About. And they never embraced a bill. And so they were left to fight over the details of the bill.
And now, then, I know there are many, many areas we can go, but before we take a break here. So then the question is, Democrats, I hear today, you've heard them, everybody's saying, oh, my God, what do we do now after what happened in Massachusetts? Nancy Pelosi says, doesn't matter what happened up there, we're going to get a bill. I think that's what President Obama feels. Anthony Weiner was quoted yesterday saying, no, it's dead. Barney Frank just said, no, it's dead. And there's some Democrats are saying, we ought to just recognize this is a hot wire, drop it, and go on to jobs or something else.
And it will make Democrats look like gutless wonders. I think we need a bill. I think Democrats have got to have something. If we spend an entire year debating an issue and come away with nothing, bupkis, zippo, we're toast. And if you think, by the way, that a year from now or 9 months from now, 10 months from now in November, if we lose several Democrats in the Senate, that we're going to get a more progressive bill, you're smoking something that I would love to have because it's just not reality.
866-55-PRESS, Rich Masters in studio with us here, and we're talking Massachusetts and what happened and where we go from here. Your call's coming up.
The pulse of pop culture and politics.
The Pulse.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
AM760.net.
Is your car payment dragging you down? Are you struggling to pay too many bills and need more cash? How would you like to save thousands of dollars a year on your car payments for free? The specialists at Guidian want to help you cut your monthly car payments for free. They can help you modify your current high-interest loan or find other options to save you money fast. There is no cost or obligation to find out more. Guidian gives you several options to save money on your monthly car payments. In fact, they will help you find the best solution for your individual financial situation. You can save as much as 50% on your car payments. Call for free information now. 800-257-5919. That's 800-257-5919. Don't wait until the bank takes your car. Get more room in your budget now and save thousands of dollars a year in high-interest car payments. For free information about this revolutionary free service, call now. 800-257-5919. That's 800-257-5919.
Truckers, we know you can't afford to waste time at a weigh station. That's why you need PrePass. With PrePass, highway sensors check your weight and certification as you drive highway speed. If everything checks, a green light on your dash lets you know you keep on driving. Try it for free. We guarantee you're going to want PrePass along on every haul. Go to PrePass.com and enter the promo code FREE or call 888-346-PASS. That's 888-346-PASS. 888-346-7277.
Right, let's get down to brass tacks. GEICO's the third largest car insurance company in the nation with a 97% customer satisfaction rating. We insure over 18 million drivers and we're dedicated to keeping every one of them happy. And geckos are hard workers. Okay, to be honest, I don't know any other geckos in the biz. Well, there's a lizard in a canton, but we just say hello in the hallway. I think his name's Steve.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Turn right in 1/2 mile.
I'm not great with directions.
Turn right now.
But now my GPS gets me wherever I need to go. TurboTax lets me do my taxes the same way. It guides me step by step through my return, searching for every deduction I deserve and helping me arrive at my maximum refund, guaranteed. No wonder it's the most trusted tax software in America.
See for yourself at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money back guarantee details at TurboTax.com. Trusted brand claim based on survey July 2009.
Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snow plows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snow plows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly and plow far and wide, very wide. Slow down when approaching a snow plow, they're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snow plow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snow plows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Help the vets. Six bags will get you free shipping. 1-866-581-0667. www.usacoffeecompany.com. They've got the 1-800 number right there on the website. USA Coffee Company supports this radio station and progressive talk. Enjoy your favorite talk shows with a great cup of coffee from USA Coffee Company and help the vets. 1-866-581-0667. That's www.usacoffeecompany.com. Order today.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
AM760.net.
There's no replacing a man like that, but tonight I honor the memory and I pledge to be the very best and try to be a worthy successor to the late Senator Kennedy.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Yeah, I knew Teddy Kennedy. Teddy Kennedy was a friend of mine. Scott Brown ain't no Teddy Kennedy. The Bill Press Show, Rich Masters in studio with us. Here's Rich. Richard from up in Balmer, Baltimore, Maryland. Hey, Rich.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
I wanted to call in. I really don't think this was a referendum on Obama. I think what's happening and seeing this is, I think the oppression of the federal government, I mean, for generations, the federal government's been putting mandates on the states, and it's been getting, it's like a snowball effect. And the states are finally reaching the bursting point because they're seeing happening to their budgets what's happening to the federal government. I mean, we're going bankrupt, period, at local, federal level, state level. And I think the people are saying, you know what, we've had enough of you all putting mandates against us that you really don't have the authority to.
Wait, Richard, do you really think that's what happened in Massachusetts?
I really think it all comes down to money. It all comes down to people seeing what's in their pocket and what may not be in their pocket in the future.
All right, I get your point, Rich, so thanks for the call. So this gets to your point, I think, about people are frustrated. They are. They're angry. They are. And they turn against whoever's in power.
Well, and I think, and Richard brings up a good point, because and even though this was a thing that came down to health care and it was a federal election, but both Virginia and New Jersey had Democratic governors go down because they have huge, huge budget problems. Even Martin O'Malley right now, if you look at the polls in Maryland where Richard is from, Martin O'Malley, who's extremely popular and his policies are across the board, there's a lot of voter unrest. And this is the great misnomer of the whole Reagan era. We're going to slash government. We're going to give people their money back. Well, guess what they did? They just shifted. Richard is absolutely right. They shifted all the burdens to the states and screwed all of the states, which was fine when times were good, when Bill Clinton was president. But when times are rough, it makes it really difficult.
And they didn't give states or the counties or the local governments the resources to pay for the extra duties that they required of them. Zach out in Indianapolis. Hi, Zach. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Glad you're there.
I agreed with about 50%. I'm an independent. I find myself agreeing with 50% all the time. I don't think so much. I agree with you that I don't think it was a referendum on the health care bill, you know, totally, because who doesn't want good health care? But I think it was a referendum on the, you know, we voted President Obama in because he said he was going to be different. And I think a lot of us are starting, our stomachs are starting to turn from the union deal that they got, the little sweet deal, and then the Nelson deal that he got, the little sweet deal, and the Louisiana senator that got the sweet deal. Those of us that would have voted for it anyway that are getting nothing for it, I think we're kind of like, hey, you know, what happened to the CNN? You know, I didn't see any of that on CNN.
Well, you're making a good point, Zach. So, Rich, it is funny, but there's a certain impatience on the part, too, of the American people, isn't there? I mean,
well, there really is, and part of this is the general nature of it. I mean, Barack Obama built everyone's hopes up so high. The change was going to happen overnight, and we didn't get into this soup overnight, and we're not going to get out of it overnight. And there's a huge amount of anxiety amongst the American people. And guess what? The other big unknown factor is how much, and if you looked at the sound bites with voters yesterday in Massachusetts, they are still ticked about Wall Street being bankrolled while they still don't have jobs. And that's a big mistake that they've not focused on.
Yeah, and Scott Brown was back in the Wall Street bankers, and Martha Coakley was the one who took them on, and yet they voted for Scott Brown.
Because she didn't communicate it.
Exactly.
Again.
Go figure. Man, I got to tell you. All right, we will take a quick break only to have a good conversation with the Lieutenant Governor of Massachusetts, Democrat Tim Murray. But your calls also still coming up, so stay right in there, 866-55-PRESS.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Hi, it's Bill Press here. Did you know that 100 million Americans have borderline cholesterol? 100 million! That's almost a third of the country. So what should you do to avoid cholesterol problems? Well, first, like me, you ought to go to your doctor and get checked out every year. I mean, you don't want something like high cholesterol sneaking up on you. And while you're at the doctor's, ask them about garlic. Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels. Garlic guarantees the effectiveness of its ingredients, so it's not surprising that pharmacists recommend it the most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic capsule a day, not five or six. Garlic is also very safe. It's all natural, and thankfully, it's also tasteless and odor-free. So remember, if you want to avoid cholesterol problems, eat right, exercise, and take garlic. Look for garlic in the vitamin aisle of your pharmacy and use as directed. Fight higher cholesterol. Eat right, exercise, and take garlic.
Hi, I'm Scott O'Sullivan of the O'Sullivan Law Firm. There are things that you need to know if you were hurt in an accident. Like if the other driver's insurance company calls to ask you questions about the accident, do not give them permission to record the call. They will find a way to use it against you. For more tips on what to do after an accident, find me at O'Sullivan-Law-Firm.com. That's O'Sullivan-Law-Firm.com. Or call me at 303-388-5304.
Comcast presents The On-Demand Couple. On June 26th, Shaquille O'Neal was traded alone in a new town. He turned to his friend Ben Stein. Luckily, Ben had the Comcast Triple Play with On-Demand.
I start and stop hit TV shows and the latest movies whenever I want. This feels like home already.
You too can enjoy the Comcast Triple Play with On-Demand. Now only $99 a month for 12 months. Call 1-800-COMCAST today and enjoy access to thousands of On-Demand choices, including movies, TV series, and kids' shows. And now, you can even watch online, anywhere, anytime.
Shaq, you're blocking my movie.
Watch it on my laptop.
You can watch it on your laptop? Wait, that's my laptop.
Hurry and call 1-800-COMCAST today and get the Comcast Triple Play with On Demand for just $99 a month for 12 months. Or step up to our HD Triple Play and get up to $200 back.
Offer ends 3-7-10, applies to startup XF Triple Play for new residential customers. After promo, regular rates apply. Equipment installation taxes and fees extra.
Queen is the voice of someone who reported software piracy to the Business Software Alliance. How was it working with the BSA? The
process was great, very simple. That's sort of the nice thing about it being confidential, too. You don't have to worry about people coming back and saying, hey, you reported us, what were you thinking, that type of thing.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BSA.
For the law firms of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, proud supporters of AM 760. Turner and Henderson are personal injury trial lawyers who have supported Progressive Talk since the beginning. They've devoted their entire legal careers to handling personal injury claims. They represent real people, not big insurance companies or corporations, and they've been successful at all kinds of personal injury claims. Turner and Henderson, call for free consultation at 303-300-1600.
In our daily lives, we make many decisions. Life is made up of choices that may seem insignificant at the time, but add up and affect our lives in the biggest ways, like the health of your heart. Heart disease is the number one killer of women. Making the right choices can reduce your risk. Choose to see your doctor. Choose Brush, not Fried. Choose to walk. Choose to live. Make the choice to beat heart disease at GoRedForWomen.org.
Sirota, mornings at 7. Mario, afternoons at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This is the Bill Press Show. 33 minutes after the hour of the Bill Press Show. On this Wednesday, January 20th, the first anniversary of Barack Obama's inauguration as President of the United States, but nobody's talking much about that today. Everybody's talking about stunning upset by Scott Brown in Massachusetts, the bluest of the blue states, sending a Republican to the United States Senate to replace, to fill that seat held for 40 years by Senator Ted Kennedy. You know, Rich Masters in studio with us. Your calls, 866-55-PRESS. And Rich, on the line with us, let's join the good Lieutenant Governor of Massachusetts, elected to that post in 2006 after serving several terms as the mayor of Worcester, Massachusetts, the Honorable Tim Murray. Hey, Governor, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So I know it's not a bright moment in Massachusetts, and it's certainly not a bright morning here in Washington, D.C., for those of us who have supported Barack Obama and Martha Coakley. How do you read it, Governor? Was this a, is this a rejection of Martha Coakley or of President Obama or of health care reform? What's the message here?
Well, yeah, I think, first, Scott Brown ran a very effective campaign, and I think there's a whole number of different factors, certainly a frustration and an anxiousness concerning the economy. You know, here in Massachusetts, Governor Patrick and I have successfully implemented, universal health care, if you will, with 97.5% of Massachusetts residents now being covered. So I think the prospect of people feeling or the fear that they were going to have to pay, potentially have to pay more on the federal level, as a result of what was, you know, was something that was on people's minds. And at the end of the day, you know, it's the Tip O'Neill adage, you got to ask people for their vote. And that was an element of this as well. So I think it's a whole variety of things, but clearly, you know, it's a setback. But, you know, the great thing about this game of politics and elections is you get back on your horse and, you know, we get another election next November.
We've all learned that lesson. I got to tell you, as one former candidate here who lost an election in California, I know what it's like. I mean, you really get slammed, but you've got to pick yourself up, Rich Masters.
Yeah, listen, Governor, let me ask you this: the mood of the electorate, it seemed really volatile, and as I watched the interviews on CNN and MSNBC. Yesterday, it seemed like the voters were still really angry. And while everyone's focused on health care, it seemed as if the voters were as angry or more angry at Wall Street bailouts than they were at the health care debate. Is that the sense you're getting on the streets as well?
No, there's a frustration that people have in terms of seeing these bonuses being talked about. I mean, it just strains, you know, people's, I think, all levels of credibility, and just it harnesses the frustration that's out there. And I think it's really important for us to heed, I think, a message that Senator Kennedy gave in the aftermath of the Republicans winning Congress and Newt Gingrich taking power. We've got to address that and effectively communicate and speak to that, mm-hmm. but it doesn't mean we morph into Republicans.
Yeah.
And we need to, as Democrats, we have always been about, you know, the middle class and giving people the opportunity to work their way into the middle class. We've got to find a better way to more effectively communicate that and what's at stake.
There also seems to me, Governor, that the factor of the electorate in Massachusetts that I learned about this, that I was totally unaware of, I must admit, before the special election, is the fact that there are more independents in Massachusetts today than there are Democrats or Republicans. Everybody says, oh, well, the Democrats have a 3-to-1 advantage. Well, that's true, but it's the independents now that are really the major factor in elections for either party. Is that, do you read it that way? And, you know, how will the Democrats reach out and get those independents?
You know, Bill, I went to school down in New York City 20-plus years ago, and I always talk to my friends. They say, oh, liberal Massachusetts. And I say to them, listen, I mean, this is a state that had 16 years of Republican governors until
yep.
Governor Patrick and I were elected. Over 50% of all registered voters are registered as unenrolled, effectively independents. And, you know, if you remember back in 1994, then candidate for United States Senate, Governor Romney, gave Senator Kennedy a challenge in that race. And then 2 years later, Governor Weld ran against John Kerry in a competitive race. So you cannot take any race for granted, even in Massachusetts. And you've got to get out and campaign and articulate, you know, what you're trying to do and why it matters to people where they live and work.
So this, we were just talking before you came on the air, this election yesterday, so Scott Brown wins. He's up again in 2012, is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
If he doesn't run for president, which they're
right.
already...
they're already grooming him.
Which they're already talking about, you know. I mean, the idea that a former state senator would only spend 2 years in the United States Senate and then run for president, that would never happen.
No.
You know.
No, I think you'd have to climb over Mitt Romney.
Oh, that's true.
Well, you know what was funny is that Mitt Romney, who was sort of AWOL for a while there, boy, he suddenly popped up in the last 2 days. I think he saw an opportunity.
A lot of his people were behind kind of the Beth Lindstrom and Eric Fernstrom. To their credit, ran a very good campaign and were behind a lot of the campaign management of the Scott Brown campaign.
Well, it's good for you to join us this morning, Governor, but I just want to issue one warning. We've heard from several callers this morning who have said that, okay, so the voters of Massachusetts, in effect, had this referendum against the Obama health care legislation, but since Massachusetts has its own health care plan, that the message to anybody else who lives anywhere else in the country, if any member of their family gets sick, they just hop in the car or hop on the bus or hop on the plane, and they come to Massachusetts. So you better get ready for the onslaught.
I've heard that, and it's happened in a few instances as well, and that's one of the reasons why this is so important. You know, in all this debate, and I'll just end with this because I know you're probably up against it time-wise, you know, people talk about the cost of healthcare reform. there's a huge cost, a crushing cost of doing nothing. And
absolutely.
Continuing to see double-digit increases on businesses.
Yep.
That stymies job creation on families, on cities and towns, and state budgets as well. So there's a cost of doing nothing as well.
Absolutely, and that's why Democrats in Washington can't afford and should not drop the push for health care reform. Lieutenant Governor, good for you to join us. Thanks for your good work and your leadership up there. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Tim Murray is the Lieutenant Governor of Massachusetts. Let's go back to the phones here, Rich. A lot of people want to weigh in on Massachusetts. It's interesting. I mentioned Anthony Weiner, Barney Frank both said, healthcare's dead. Forget it. Just drop it. Big mistake.
Big mistake. I agree. Okay. 100%.
Don's calling from Buffalo, New York. Hello, Don.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Hey, Dr. Howard Dean said it correctly. The Democrats did not deliver, and it's business as usual with the backroom deals and so on. And listen, no one's mentioning it. Brown never said one word Republican. This is an independent victory, and we're going to clean house on both sides of the house.
Somebody told me, actually, Don, that I didn't double-check it, that on his website of his campaign, the word Republican wasn't even there. I don't know whether that's true or not.
I don't know. I know his ads. I saw his ads, and his ads did not mention his party status. And, I mean, if you look at this, this is a recipe for success. Bob McDonald did the same exact thing. If you notice, McDonald never said he was a Republican candidate for governor, and I don't believe his website said it either. Christie also ran away from his party on several key issues. And so it's a recipe for success for Republicans to move back toward the center.
Yeah.
No question.
They're ashamed of being given some of the Republicans, you know, like the Dick Armies or the Sarah Palins or the Glenn Becks of this world.
Right.
Yeah, I'd be ashamed of it, too. Ed, thanks, Don. Ed, up in Rochester, New York. Hello, Ed.
Hi, how you doing?
All right, good.
I'm a Republican, and I kind of wanted to give some tough love advice to Democrats on the road back to recovery, and I do think the Democrats could come back. I think there's a lot of anger out there, and it's anger at both Democrats and Republicans. And if the Democrats change course, and this is what they have to do, Obama has to divorce himself from Nancy Pelosi, even urge getting rid of Nancy Pelosi. She is the most polarizing figure, and every bill in the House turns into a big payoff to her cronies. I've heard callers say Wall Street should go, bankers should go to jail. Look at Nancy Pelosi's banking friends, the Sandlers. They raped the global economy for billions in the meltdown. And
All right. Enough dumping on Nancy Pelosi. I think she's the most effective Democratic leader we've had in years, and Barack Obama needs her. And my own feeling is, if he paid maybe a little more attention to Nancy Pelosi, his agenda might be further along. But certainly, she's been the most supportive, Rich, on the health care.
Well, she has. And, you know, the truth of it is, she realizes, and right now the focus is going to come back to Nancy Pelosi.
And the most pragmatic, I might say, also.
She is. She's by far the most pragmatic. And, I mean, people blister her for being this, you know, kind of partisan. And the truth is, she wants to get something done. And I think over the next couple of days, you're going to see Nancy Pelosi step up again, because I think the only way they stand a chance of passing health care now is if the House takes the Senate bill. This is the only way they technically can do it. It's a little legislative process, but I think it's important this morning for us to look at this. For the House to take up the Senate-passed bill, pass it as is.
As is.
And then go back and make the fixes for labor and others in reconciliation so that the votes are less. We need 51 in the Senate. You don't need 60. I think it's the only way they're going to get it done. And at some point, we've got to have a victory to talk
it
about next
November.
It is
the only option, I believe, that's available. And the best option. And Nancy Pelosi will urge her fellow liberals to do it in the House, and they'll do it.
She's
and Obama will sign it.
I absolutely agree.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
Introducing
Introducing the new Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express. The only charge card that earns triple points on airfare, double points on gas and groceries, a single point on everything else. Points you can use for over a million rewards, including travel on any airline, anytime. The annual fee for the first year is on us, and you can earn 10,000 bonus points with your first purchase. Start earning brilliantly. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit AXPGold.com to apply.
See terms, conditions, and restrictions at AXPGold.com.
Hi, this is Mario for the law firms of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, proud supporters of AM 760. Turner and Henderson are personal injury trial lawyers who have supported Progressive Talk since the beginning. They've devoted their entire legal careers to handling personal injury claims. They represent real people, not big insurance companies or corporations, and they've been successful at all kinds of personal injury claims. Turner and Henderson, call for free consultation at 303-300-1600.
Hey folks, Ed Schultz here. Say thanks for listening to AM 760 in Colorado. Say, are you a coffee drinker? Well, try mine. Big Eddie's Hawaiian Coffee Beans and Help the Vets. I can't go without coffee in the morning. Here's a great way to help the veterans. $3 of every bag purchased goes to post-traumatic stress disorder counseling for the veterans through IAVA. USACoffeeCompany.com. I'll give you a toll-free number as well. 100% Hawaiian coffee made in USA. You'll love the flavor. It's great coffee, and you can help the vets. Six bags will get you free shipping. 1-866-581-0667. www.usacoffeecompany.com. They've got the 1-800 number right there on the website. USA Coffee Company supports this radio station and Progressive Talk. Enjoy your favorite talk shows with a great cup of coffee from USA Coffee Company and help the vets. 1-866-581-0667. That's www.usacoffeecompany.com. Order today.
Hold. Nowadays, most of us have never seen a classic U.S. gold coin. But recently, a secret hoard of gleaming U.S. gold coins was discovered, all uncirculated and minted between 1866 and 1933. The New York Mint will be releasing these coins to the public on a first-come, first-served basis. Don't be without gold. While you still can, call for free historical information and the free collector's DVD. 1-800-300-5798. Again, 1-800-300-5798.
Listen to AM 760 on your cell phone. Just download the app at am760.net.
Previously on the Bill Press Show. The
president's big first anniversary. I think it's good to just take a look back at this first year.
I love the fact that Barack Obama has banned torture. I love the fact that he has made renewable energy, green jobs, the top priority of this administration. The stimulus. He pushed that $787 billion stimulus. It's not all out there yet, but it has saved a lot of jobs, created a lot of jobs, and got the economy going again.
Podcasts on demand. Log on to BillPressShow.com. Purchase a Bill Press podcast subscription and never miss a minute. This is the Bill Press Show.
All right, 12 minutes before the top of the hour here at the Bill Press Show, Wednesday, January 20. We're talking Massachusetts. We've been talking it for the last 3 hours. We're kind of finally getting it straight here, I think, figuring it out. Rich Masters in studio with us. Rich, I have to say, before we get back to the phones, So I'm going out to Minneapolis on Saturday. Going to be there for the Blue State Bash, Blue State Ball, which this year is called the Blue State Bash, put on by our friends at AM 950. And I'm there Saturday night. And I think they're probably going to be in a good mood Saturday night, right?
They're going to be in a good mood Saturday night.
Are they going to be in a good mood Sunday night?
They're going to be in a Blue State mood on Sunday night, I'm afraid.
No, the Saints are going to do it?
Of course, you know. Who Dat Nation, I've been hyperventilating since September when they opened kickoff. They're good. Brett Favre.
They are good. They've had a good season. But Brett Favre, I'm telling you, he's red hot.
It is. I bet you, I predict it'll be the most viewed game this NFL season so far. It's going to be a classic matchup, I think. Favre is playing out of his mind good football. I was worried about the Saints the last 3 weeks, but they just dismantled the Cardinals.
And they're playing in New Orleans, right?
And they're playing in New Orleans. That is going to be so loud in the Superdome. I've been in the Superdome, as you know, a bunch. Yeah. And it's going to be so loud. And for this city, it means more than just football. This is an identity kind of moment for the New Orleans Saints, and I think that they're going to prevail. It's going to be a close game, though, I think.
Well, here's how I decide my loyalties, right? We have a great affiliate, AM 950 in Minneapolis. We don't have Bumpkus in New Orleans, so I'm for the Vikings. All right, here's back to Mass.
Fair point.
Here's Sally from Palatine, Illinois. Hello, Sally. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Good morning, Governor.
Rich Masters, he's, well, I think that's a
Governor
good term
Capitol
for him.
Hill. Governor of Capitol Hill.
Well, if he's not, he should be.
Exactly.
Yeah, my mother was. You can do it, Rich. My comment first is that, you know, Martha Coakley is a seasoned politician. And all I've been hearing for the last 2 weeks is that suddenly she forgot some of the most basic rules of campaigning. With all, this is going to sound way out there.
Go ahead.
But with all of the money that's on the table and at stake with health care reform, is there any possibility she just took a dive?
Oh, I don't think so. You know, smart people, and she is a seasoned politician. She's been a great attorney general, worked on some really tough issues like Wall Street.
Like Wall Street.
And I remember she came down here and testified with Jerry Brown. You know, my friend is attorney general of California. I used to work for him when he was governor. And she testified against it, took on the EPA under George Bush. She was a real fighter, but as a seasoned politician, she just took bad advice, I think, and decided people didn't want to hear about politics during the Christmas season.
Yeah, and I think, you know, part of the being seasoned is you've done a lot of campaigns, and you look, I mean, she won her Democratic primary for attorney general, and then she didn't have a race, I mean, basically. And that's the way it is a lot of times in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And I think part of the problem with the seasoning was she took it for granted. I mean, it happens to the best of people, frankly.
She took the voters for granted, and they knew it, and yeah. They didn't like it. Randall's up in Buffalo, New York. Hi, Randall.
Hey, I love you, Bill. Hey, listen, in the spirit of Alan Grayson, I got a simple solution for the Democrats for health care, and it comes with a warning.
Okay.
A simple warning. The simple solution is reconciliation, you know, Medicare for all. The warning is do it immediately. The Republicans won this round because they stalled it until they killed it, just like they had planned to do, you know, last May with health care. Do it immediately.
I'm with you, man. I think you got it right. I love that Medicare Part E, Medicare for everybody. Put that in. But do it immediately. They got to move right now. If they take a week, they're lost.
Well, they're lost. And, I mean, yeah. Technically, the only way they can do it is immediately. They need to pass the Senate bill in the House, and then they need to fix it on reconciliation.
Yeah.
Makes all the fixes on reconciliation, and it lowers that vote standard.
And
you're absolutely right.
Obama signed it, and he goes into the State of the Union a week from today and said, I just signed the greatest expansion of health care in this country since Medicare.
Yep.
Cherie's calling from Seattle. Hi, Cherie.
Good morning,
Good
guys.
Good morning.
Absolutely brilliant show. We can always depend on you to rise to the occasion.
You're so kind. Thank you.
But I have a couple of comments. I think they're truly independents in this country, but nationally I am cautious about overestimating the number because a lot of Republicans stopped calling themselves Republicans the day after Obama was elected.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a good point. Yep, true. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then I have a question. Rather than, of course, distancing himself from Nancy Pelosi, I see, you know, considering taxing health care plans for the middle class is a betrayal on Obama's part. And I'm wondering if he should distance himself from corporatist DLC Democrat type policies.
Okay. Well, Bruce, we haven't had a chance to talk about this, and we're really up against the clock. I think that was a mistake on Obama's part. I think the House had a better plan, as all those people who had the Bush tax cuts can turn around and maybe pay a little extra taxes now. But
I agree with you. We're up against political realities. That was never going to pass in the Senate.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's just I don't like it. You don't like it. But it's what we're dealt with, and we have to make a decision. And that's when it's gut check time.
Rich Masters, thanks for coming in, man.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
It's always fun, and it's always good.
As always, you do a great job. And who dat going to win on Sunday? Go Saints.
All right, and I'll see you with a quick parting shot.
The official morning show of the Obama generation, The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Attention, listeners. Here's an important announcement on identity theft.
from Police Chief Joe DeLaurente.
As a police chief, identity theft was always a problem, but never at this level. The New York Times reported the theft of over 130 million credit and debit cards, and with potentially millions of stolen cards hitting the internet, maybe mine, I didn't want to risk it. I signed up for LifeLock, and you should too. Why risk suffering identity theft when just $10 a month helps protect you? You don't need to be a police chief to know that credit monitoring alone doesn't protect you, let alone help repair the damage after your identity or credit cards are stolen. Learn why this police chief chose LifeLock.
Call now and mention Chief Joe to receive your security document shredder, a $29 value, free. Call 1-800-983-0552. 1-800-983-0552. That's 1-800-983-0552. 1-800-983-0552.
Do you cringe when you think about your tax return? If so, you're not alone. Go to eFile.com now and prepare and e-file your taxes and get your maximum tax refund faster. eFile.com will guide you through simple, easy-to-understand questions. Just click eFile and you're done. Start with the free federal edition at eFile.com. Less taxing, more yours. Done at eFile.com.
Where you put your keys and glasses, Neurostin's all-natural ingredients can help dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration. See for yourself. Try it risk-free now. Start improving your memory now. Call in the next 10 minutes to try all-natural Neurostin before you buy it. Supplies are limited, so get your free trial now at 1-800-600-8199. Phone lines will be open for the next 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-600-8199.
My husband's always had dark circles under his eyes. He blames his dad for that. But then his work stress and schedule made them even more noticeable. To add to the problem, he didn't want to use some fancy eye cream made for women. That's why I got him Hydralyze.
Hydralyze is a scientific breakthrough that isn't fancy, it's effective. Developed by a plastic surgeon, Hydralyze visibly erases dark circles and bags, whether they're due to heredity, aging, or fatigue. If the man in your life has dark under-eye circles or bags, do him a favor and call in the next 10 minutes for a free trial of Hydralyze. The number is 1-800-400-5797.
My husband didn't think he had any options. Now he has the solution.
Men and women who've tried clinically proven Hydralyze are amazed at the dramatic results. If you know someone suffering from dark under-eye circles and bags, call in the next 10 minutes for a risk-free trial of Hydralyze. That's a free trial at 1-800-400-5797. 1-800-400-5797.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Wednesday, January 20, my parting shot just sort of wrapping up. Yeah, it's hard to believe, but it's true. Teddy Kennedy will be replaced in the U.S. Senate by a Republican. How could it happen in the bluest of all blue states? Well, one thing for sure, this was not a referendum on Barack Obama, nor was it a referendum on Barack Obama's health care plan. No, I think Martha Coakley lost that race for two reasons. First, because she believed that having won the Democratic primary, her success in the general election was automatic. And second, because in these tough economic times, people are angry, they're frustrated, they're impatient. And when that happens, they take it out on the party in power, which now just happens to be Democrats. It shouldn't have happened, but it did. A Republican elected in Massachusetts. But, my friends, fear not. The Republic will survive. And we'll come back stronger than ever. Larry Sabato joins us right here. We'll see you all tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Hey, look, man.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19, only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Just talk about climate change. Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Bob Fuss, live on Capitol Hill. Democrats are reeling after the shocking upset in Massachusetts, where Republican Scott Brown won a special election for the Senate seat long held by Ted Kennedy.
I bet they can hear this cheering all the way in Washington, D.C.
Republicans will now have 41 votes in the Senate, still in the minority, but that's enough to filibuster any bill.
Not just an embarrassment for Democrats, but a real political blow to the Democrats.
Political analyst Dottie Lynn says the Republicans' first target will be the almost-finished health reform bill, though House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says they won't be stopped.
Our eye is on the ball of passing legislation.
But options for doing that are few and carry political risk in an election year with a newly emboldened Republican Party. I'm Bob Fuss, live on Capitol Hill. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Settapani.
Breaking news in Washington. President Obama is going to have to find a new nominee for an important job. Live to CBS's Barry Bagnano. Why, Barry?
Errol Southers has withdrawn his name, Frank, complaining he has become a lightning rod for people with, quote, a political agenda. South Carolina Republican Senator Jim DeMint has been blocking the nomination because he thinks Southers would unionize airport screeners. But Southers hurt himself by revealing he once asked a police officer to check an FBI database for information on his then-estranged wife's boyfriend. Frank?
Another strong earthquake, magnitude 6.1, rocked Haiti a couple of hours ago. CBS's Harry Smith.
This one got everybody's attention. You could definitely feel a sense of movement of the earth, and it really sort of reminded everybody of just how dangerous this place is and why you don't want to be in any of these buildings or even around them.
There are no immediate reports of injuries. The manhunt for a mass murder suspect ended about 2 hours ago, and police cornered the man in the woods near Appomattox, Virginia, and he gave up. Police still don't have a motive for the murders. This year, robins may not be the first sign of spring. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan, what will?
Home buyers eager to claim the up to $8,000 federal tax credit before it melts away.
Kind of a nice added incentive.
She's buying outside Chicago. Economist Nariman Berevish says the incentive's creating an artificial buying frenzy.
I would not interpret this as somehow or other the beginning of some kind of sustained rally in housing.
To get the credit, purchase deals have to be done by April 30th, closings by the end of June. Frank?
Well, the government says new home building fell 4% in December, but permits to build homes this spring jumped 11%. Evacuations have been ordered in some of the fire-scarred suburbs of Los Angeles. With as much as 8 inches of rain on the way, mudslides are sure to follow.
Looks pretty bad right now, and the worst is not here as of yet. So, you know, you got about 5-6 feet of mud.
Charlie Daniels is recovering from what his website calls a mild stroke. The Grammy Award-winning fiddler is 63. S&P futures are down 7 points. This is CBS News.
What if I told you buying a good used car just got a whole lot easier? And what if you could know the history, mileage, and price of that used car long before you even go to the dealership? Well, here's the answer. Simply go online and search Yahoo for Honda certified used cars. You'll see the current selection at the Honda dealers nearest you, along with the information you need to make an informed decision. Feels good to be in control, doesn't it? Okay, no more questions. Honda certified used cars. It may be used, but it's still a Honda.
Of all the things made just for men, like...
Ooh, that smells good. I'll take my medium rare, buddy.
Or...
Oh, that one is gone!
Maybe this is one of the most important. Centrum Ultra Men's, a scientifically advanced complete multivitamin for men. It has antioxidants to help support your immunity and nutrients like vitamin D to support your colon. Centrum Ultra Men's. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Democrats and Republicans across the country and in Colorado are taking stock of last night's special election in Massachusetts.
I think that the people of Massachusetts, one of the most liberal states in the country, even they've had enough of it. And they're saying, look, government has got to be limited. It's gotten out of balance. We need to bring it back into balance.
That's Republican gubernatorial candidate Scott McGinnis. Democrats portray the loss of a seat held for nearly 50 years by Senator Edward Kennedy as a case of a lackluster candidate running a poor campaign. A Colorado man who survived last week's earthquake in Haiti was met by cheering crowds at DIA last night.
You know, I've had so many emotions in the last couple days. I think I'm just really happy right now. So I'm sure I could break down another time, but I'm just really happy to be here.
Don Woolley talking with our partners at 9 News. He has a head injury and a broken foot after being trapped for 60 hours underneath a hotel in Port-au-Prince. In sports, the Avs are off tonight. The Nuggets play Golden State on the road. And Rockies single-game tickets go on sale today at 1 o'clock. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where southbound I-25 loading up and slowing down. This on the approach to 104th. Speeds are going to dip down into the teens and 20s as you're coming up on 104th, actually. Southbound 225 also beginning to drag after that Parker curve towards I-25. We've got an accident in the cleanup stages. This one's on the top of the ramp from 104th, trying to access southbound I-25. Quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a cloudy day. Small chance of seeing some late morning showers and a high in the mid-40s. Currently, it is 28 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Ryland Homes' Make Your Move sales event is here. Buy now for the best savings of the new year. A free three-car garage and more. Log on to Ryland.com for details. Restrictions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
The one thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
Always, you're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Wow! 706 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. The trolls are out. Oh, yeah. Over the last night, we've gotten a bunch of instant messages from the from the right-wing parasites who listen to this broadcast, saying, you liberals lost in Massachusetts. What to make of Massachusetts? I'm in a good mood this morning. I don't know about all of you. I'm in a good mood, not because I was rooting for Martha Coakley, the Democratic candidate to win. Excuse me, not because I was rooting for her to lose. I hope she would have won, but I'm in a good mood. Because I think this is a big wake-up call. I wish it didn't have to be this way. I wish the Democrats had won. But I'm in a decent mood because I think there's a good chance this is going to be a very big wake-up call. And it's a wake-up call. It's a wake-up call in this sense.
You see what happens, Larry? You see what happens when you...
This is what happens when Democrats abandon their campaign promises and, as we discussed yesterday, push a radical new form of government that is neither liberal nor conservative, but is corporatist. And you're going to hear a lot of talk all across the media scape. I'm getting the right-wing email today. You can always instant message us, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. Oh, this is a repudiation of liberalism. Look, let's be clear here, folks. What the Democratic Party, the institutional establishment Democratic Party in this country has become is not liberal, and it's not conservative. It is corporatist. That is what they have become. The Republicans are also a corporatist party. That's fairly obvious. Barack Obama's bank bailouts are no more liberal than George Bush's corporate welfare was conservative. Right, we have got a two-party system where both parties have been, as I wrote in my book 4 years ago, they have been the victim of a hostile takeover by big money interests. This was a repudiation of that. It's not a repudiation of liberalism. It's not a repudiation or a vindication of conservatism. When you look at some of the exit polls here, this is a repudiation of government by corruption. That's what it is a repudiation of. And that won't, you're not going to hear that in many places, but of course I hope that's why you tune in to AM 760, at least in the morning. I'm reading from the Politico. exit poll, health care mattered. Scott Brown's opposition, Scott Brown, the Republican candidate in Massachusetts, his opposition to congressional health care legislation was the most important issue that fueled his U.S. Senate victory in Massachusetts. 52% of Massachusetts voters who were surveyed as the polls closed said they opposed the health care reform measure as it stands, and 42% say they cast their ballot to help stop President Obama from passing his chief domestic initiative. Now, in a separate part of the country, but nearby, another poll came out that nobody paid much attention to. In one of the most contested House districts in America, on the tip of Long Island, a longtime Republican district, they took a poll about health care, and they found that a health care bill with more progressive priorities inside of it, a public option, for instance, makes the bill 26% more popular among Republican voters, than the current bill as it stands. So the politics of health care here, coming out of the Massachusetts race and nationally, are very different from what they are being portrayed as in the media. You have polls that continue to show sizable chunks of Americans say they are unsatisfied with the health care legislation out there because they don't think it goes far enough. In other words, Americans have realized that the health care bill that the Obama administration has pushed and gutted is a massive giveaway to the insurance and drug industries. The American public understands that this bill, as it has gotten weaker, it has become more of a giveaway. It has become the embodiment of corporatism. It has become the equivalent of the Wall Street bailout. And that's what this election was a referendum on. My upcoming column this week, which will be out in papers on Friday, is about how Democrats, remember we played that video of the Reagan zombie, right? The Republicans put up the undead Ronald Reagan corpse. My column this week will suggest that the Massachusetts election shows that the Democrats are the ones who have resurrected Ronald Reagan. Because they have radically altered their vision of government. Their vision of government is no longer the New Deal. It is no longer the Great Society, Medicare, Medicaid. It is corporatism. It is democratic corporatism. And that is what the country is rebelling against. By the way, Barack Obama ran against Republican corporatism. So I hope that out of this election will come that recognition by Democrats that if they go back to their historical roots, they will find far more success. And I want to read a quote from you, from Ted Kennedy, right? Because this last night's election was for the seat that Ted Kennedy occupied. And I agree with Scott Brown, by the way. It wasn't Ted Kennedy's seat. It's the people's seat. Ted Kennedy occupied it. The great Ted Kennedy. And Ted Kennedy, when he anticipated his loss in 1980 when he ran for the Democratic nomination for president, he said this, quote, this is on the eve of Jimmy Carter's defeat to Ronald Reagan. He said, quote, if the Democrats run for cover, if we become pale carbon copies of the opposition, we will lose and we will deserve to lose. The last thing this country needs is two Republican parties. And I couldn't agree more. And I think right now we are in jeopardy of having not two Democratic parties, not two Republican parties, but two corporate parties. And I think, in fact, at this moment, as at a snapshot level, that is what we have. It's not to say that every rank-and-file Democrat in Congress or in the state legislature is a corporatist. It's not what I'm saying. But the party's posture right now, the party establishment, that's where it is. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Do you think this will be a wake-up call for the Democratic Party to make, for instance, the health care bill much stronger, as opposed to simply throwing a lot of your and my taxpayer cash at the insurance and drug industry? And I want to enlist your help, because I got a little bit of a personal problem. And it relates to this. I, in my own personal life, am having, over the last couple of weeks, have been having some problems keeping some of my friends in professional politics, in professional Democratic politics, because I have been looking at what's been going on, and I have been more and more disillusioned and disgusted with what's been going on. I've worked in politics now for a decade. I put my blood, sweat, and tears into it, and more than just that. And this has been a very demoralizing time, I think, for a lot of us. And our must-read of the day is over at our website, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. And I write about this. I wrote about this last night, about how I don't feel just demoralized, but I feel humiliated. And I think a lot of the Democratic base is feeling humiliated, that it is humiliating to be somebody who supported single payer, for instance, and to be now begging our elected officials, our Democratic elected officials, simply to fulfill their basic campaign promises to just try to pass something as minimal as a public option. There is something humiliating about that. It's not just disillusioning, it's humiliating. It's not just demoralizing, it's alienating. And I hope you read the piece over at am760.net about this. And this has caused me some problems in my personal life, because I have some friends who are big D Democrats first. And when we discuss this, they have been very harsh with me. They've been very nasty to me when I say that I'm starting to not see much of a difference between both parties. And they have called me the fringe. And they have said that I'm a quote-unquote Naderite. And I wonder, you know, if you've been having some of those same problems in your own life when you discuss politics. And look, politics is maybe a bigger part of my life than it is some of you out there. But politics is a big part of all of our lives. And I wonder where you draw the line. Because I've basically, in the last couple of weeks, I've defriended a couple people in, like, a real-life way, not a Facebook way. I've actually defriended people because I don't want to spend the tiny amount of time I have, my free time, with people who I don't agree with on principle. By that I mean, we can disagree. A lot of us disagree on this radio station about, you know, should Barack Obama do this, should Barack Obama do that. But what I mean is a fundamental disagreement about what our country, what our community, what our lives should be all about. And I've had to defriend a couple of people. And I'm in the process of defriending a couple more people because I feel like I can't connect with them anymore on that level of, that basic level of what all of this work is supposed to be about. And I'm starting to question myself. Maybe I'm closed-minded, right? Where do you draw the line in your personal life in times like this about who you can be friends with and who you can't be friends with? I mean, I sometimes feel like I'm engaging in this polarization of America kind of thing, right? Where I'm just, you know, I only want to be friends with liberals. No, I've got good friends who are political conservatives. But at some level, the intense politics of this moment, I think, is asking us to question, you know, the old Labor's old clarion call. Which side are you on? And a lot of my friends in the Democratic Party who are big D professional Democrats first, they're not happy with me. I wonder if you're facing any of that similar kind of stuff and where you draw the line. I mean, can you be, if you're a Democrat, can you only be friends with Democrats? If you're a Republican, can you only be friends with Republicans? Where do you draw the line in these superheated political times? Because I'm having a problem with it, and I, you know, I defriended somebody yesterday, and over the last couple of weeks, based on a dispute over, you know, whether the Democrats in this state, in Colorado, whether some of our top ticket Democrats are even worth voting for. I got to tell you something, in this governor's race, and we're going to talk about this at 8:20 about a new statement by John Hickenlooper. In this governor's race, you know, I'm just not sure I'm going to vote for John Hickenlooper. I'm just going to put it out there. I am just not sure I'm going to vote for John Hickenlooper. And it pains me to say that, but I'm at a point now where I'm not going to play the game anymore. I'm not going to be complicit in the formula where Democrats continue to sell me out and continue to treat me like I'm an idiot and then bank on me voting for them come election time because they say the Republican is worse. And this is a big thing for me. And so I've lost some friends over it, and I wonder if you've lost some friends over it. Are you at a breaking point? Does the Massachusetts race, do you think it's a wake-up call that'll bring us back into the fold, or does it break your will? 303-713-7600. We got a great show for you coming up. At 8, we're going to be joined by Andrew Romanoff. He made news yesterday. He's running, of course, for U.S. Senate. He finally lashed into his Senate opponent, Michael Bennett, over some pretty controversial stuff. So we'll talk to Andrew at 8. I saw him with Jay. I was at breakfast at Zadie's, and Jay and I bumped into him over the weekend. Then at 8:20, Colorado Independent reporter David O. Williams about some really grotesque statements from John Hickenlooper. And then at 9, senior editor of The Nation, Richard Kim, is going to talk to us about the real history of Haiti and what we've done to destroy Haiti, what we, the United States, have done to destroy Haiti, the part of the story that's not being talked about. We're going to take your calls after a traffic update with John Turk.
Hey, Dave, you like this instant message just came in at AM760.net from our good friend Mike. Being closed-minded is just fine. Being open-minded is just another word for we'll compromise principles for money. Thank you, Mike. So I thought you might enjoy
Mike.
That one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, but I'm with
one.
You, Dave. I mean, and I think even before Massachusetts, the wake-up call's been going on for a while. You know, and
I hope so, man. I mean, what do you think about this idea of, like, where do you draw your friend line? You had talked to me about
I got some disturbing emails from listeners, like, you know, all Republicans should die.
Right.
You know, and I'm like, you know, that's not the point here.
No, that's not
that's
the point.
Not
but
the
you've
point.
Got, look, you've got people.
I got family, friends that are, you know, GOPers. And, you know, my dad's a Republican, but it's not like I'm going to sacrifice my relationship with my father over politics.
But what about friends? I mean, family you can't get rid of. Friends?
Right.
Have you? Because I'm in a defriending mode right now over this stuff.
I know, and I'm with you, man. I mean, you know, I've gotten into arguments with some of my friends on Facebook and just in general, you know, discussion.
It's like heated out there
right
now.
Yeah, it is, man. I mean, it's a division.
It is.
And, you know, I think we all just maybe need to figure out a way to get together and solve the problems and get rid of the corporatists that are running the country, man.
Well,
and that's the major problem.
After the traffic update, I'll tell you a little bit more about this dispute that I've been having and see if I can get folks' take on it.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's crazy out there, man. I mean, it's true.
It's gut-wrenching.
And it might be a good thing my dad is living in a different state right now. So, but I'll get to traffic for us, Dave. Traffic is in decent shape. We don't have any highway accidents, so to speak, right now. Just the normal stop-and-go jams on 25, mostly on the southbound side, up in Northland at 120th down to 84th. Again, from I-70 past Spear Boulevard, speeds in the teens in that stretch there. Also, stacking up on eastbound 6th Avenue, Sheridan, all the way down to 25. Our lone crash, it's on the top of the ramp from 104th to southbound I-25. Forecast, mostly cloudy and cold. Very small chance for afternoon rain showers or flurries. Mostly going to be in the South Metro. Highs will be in the low to mid-40s. Right now, 31 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
There is never a good time for your sewer line to plug up. Declare war on that blockage. Drain Solvers provides top quality drain cleaning and router services and will break through any blockage. Let Drain Solvers camera your sewer pipe for only $79 and clean your drain for $99. Mention this special when you call. Drain Solvers, the trenchless pipe repair specialists. Drain Solvers does whatever it takes to solve your plumbing problem. Call 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000. Or drainsolvers.com. Access fees may apply.
I'm from Progressive.
Next on the line is Jake.
Hey, Flo. Years ago, I just went with my dad's auto insurance company. Could I be paying too much?
Maybe, but when we compare Progressive direct rates to other top companies, you could save hundreds.
Hundreds!
Hundreds!
Hundreds! Is there an echo in here?
Compare and save. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Zofacian Cell Therapy has helped more than half a million men and women with all hair types grow thicker, fuller, stronger, and longer hair faster. Join the tens of thousands of men and women who have logged on to ovationhair.com. And when you do, enter AM760 at checkout for a special money savings offer. For thicker, fuller, stronger, longer hair, it's ovationhair.com. And remember to enter AM760 for your special discount. Ovationhair.com.
Ovation Cell Therapy has friends telling friends. It's that good.
Introducing the new Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express. The only charge card that earns triple points on airfare, double points on gas and groceries, a single point on everything else. Points you can use for over a million rewards, including travel on any airline, anytime. The annual fee for the first year is on us, and you can earn 10,000 bonus points with your first purchase. Start earning brilliantly. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit AXPGold.com to apply.
See terms, conditions, and restrictions at AXPGold.com.
This is Lori from the Dollars and Cents Show for Women. Join us every Saturday morning for Financial Straight Talk at 11:30 on AM 760. Dollars and Cents for Women is a show for women by women. Tune us in for financial tips, stories, and advice every Saturday morning at 11:30 on AM 760.
Coming up Wednesday on the Tom Hartman Program, who were the people who looked the other way while the housing bubble grew to an unprecedented $8 trillion? They're the same people who are now trying to rewrite history. Economist Dean Baker joins me to out these folks. You think you're mad now? Wait till you hear this. Plus, rich man, poor man, what about the jobless middle class? It's going to be a rumble when Dan Gaynor joins me. It's all about the jobs? You betcha.
It's the Tom Hartman Program, 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
...725 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. The Massachusetts Senate race, what do you think it means? Good or bad? Are you happy about it or sad about it? I'm in a good mood this morning because I hope, maybe I'm just an eternal optimist, I hope it's a wake-up call to Democrats that when you sell out and when you go corporatist, voters don't like it. They don't like Republican corporatism just like they don't like Democratic corporatism. And then I throw this out here. I mean, if you got some advice for me, I'm having this personal issue. I've been defriending people not just on Facebook, but in real life. I've been defriending people basically because I've got a lot of friends in professional Democratic politics who don't like that I've been critical of Democrats. And we're going to be talking, by the way, tomorrow to Glenn Greenwald of Salon.com, the fantastic writer, about some of this struggle in the Democratic Party and on the left and even among independents. And basically what happened was I told this friend, I looked at this story about John Hickenlooper that we're going to discuss with David O. Williams of the Colorado Independent at 8:20. I looked at this story about John Hickenlooper and I said, you know what? John Hickenlooper's, you know, in this classic Democratic story, John Hickenlooper's telling me that, first he tells the public that he wants business more involved in government, and that's the big problem. Then he says that he'll never raise taxes in a recession. Then he basically says he's going to be a jerk off on marijuana. And now he comes out yesterday and attacks Governor Bill Ritter, specifically for Governor Ritter's courageous efforts to pass tougher oil and gas rules. And I said to this friend, I said, you know what? I'm not going to play this game anymore. That's it. I'm not playing this game anymore. I'm not voting. And this is what I said yesterday, and I don't know where I'm going to vote. But I said, I'm sick and tired, and I really think I'm not going to vote for a Democrat like John Hickenlooper and be complicit in this problem. Every single year, Democrats sell me out. They lie to me. They sell me out. And then they ask me at the end, at the election, they say, hey, the Republicans really awful. You just got to vote for the lesser of two evils. And I am complicit. And I said to my friends, I am just not, right now, I am not voting for John Hickenlooper. I am not prepared to cast a vote for John Hickenlooper. I'm just not going to be part of that. And I think, by the way, a lot of Democrats and independent voters in Massachusetts felt that way yesterday. They said, this health care bill is a huge giveaway to the private insurance and drug companies, and we are not voting for this. We are not playing the game anymore. And I didn't want Martha Coakley to lose, but I think that's the sentiment. And basically, in my own personal life, this person got so angry at me and said basically that I was a fringe and a Naderite and counterproductive and destructive. And he's a big D Democrat, this guy. He works in Democratic politics. And, you know, I'm just going to defriend. And I've been asking myself, I mean, does that make me close-minded? Right? Am I close-minded because of that? Or do I have a right, but is it okay to basically decide that if you can't agree with somebody on principles, not on their political ideology, but on their principles, right? The principles that I can admit, right? I mean, it's just basic honesty to be able to admit when somebody sells the people out, right? And I just feel like I can't be friends anymore. Or I'm having trouble being friends with people who can't admit basic truth, who are so blinded by their partisan loyalties, whether to the Republican Party or to the Democratic Party, that they can't admit basic truth. Because what we got going on here in this country is a bipartisan, transpartisan problem of corporatism. And I just, you know, I wonder if I sound really close-minded. Because a lot of you have, not a lot of you, but some of you have criticized me over the last couple of days for being unnecessarily negative about the Democratic agenda. And, I just wonder if I'm being unnecessarily close-minded by saying I'm just not prepared to be friends with people who aren't willing to be honest about where we're going as a country right now, who aren't willing to be honest about the fact that it's both parties that are the problem, not just the Republican Party. So if you got any words of wisdom, I'd really appreciate it. I wonder where you draw the line in your own life. Do you draw the line? Are you able to be friends with a lot of different, you know, and I'm friends with Republicans, right? I'm friends with honest Republicans. I'm friends with honest Democrats. But I wonder if you run into this same problem yourself. 303-713-7600. We'll go to the phones. Terry in Denver. Terry, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David.
Hey there.
You know what? David, I'm fed up. I've pretty much come to the end of my rope. No question that the Democratic Party has used us for the last 40 years, and we just keep coming back for more. I've had it. I'm actually thinking about just quitting the Democratic Party altogether.
Well, you know, I thought about that last night, and here's why I would encourage people not to do that. For no other reason than I still want in this state to be able to vote in a primary.
Yeah, that's the only reason I would stay. But you know what? We don't even have any liberal politicians in our state that represent us besides maybe Diana DeGette, and she's, that's the district I live in. But I still even think of her as kind of a wimpy Democrat.
Look, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, I will agree with you that if I had to pick a politician in this state whose voting record was where I am, my politics, it would be Diana DeGette. But I want to say this. I at least get a sense from an Ed Perlmutter, for instance, that while he and I may disagree, that he's straight shooting me. Right? I mean, that's what I'm saying. I had this interchange with Ed Perlmutter. I'll give you a perfect example, Terry. I mean, I'm glad you bring this up. Because Ed Perlmutter and I had him on the show, and he's done some things on Wall Street reform that I really don't like. And we were talking about the renomination of Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke.
Right.
And he said, he said, you know, I think he should be renominated. And then I said, well, come on. I mean, I said, let me put it this way. How do you renominate somebody who you can admit fell down on the job? And he said, well, you know, when you put it that way, you know, you've got a point. Now, he didn't necessarily agree with my conclusion that Bernanke shouldn't be renominated, but at least there's like a basis of, all right, we're going to stipulate what the facts are. My problem really is with the Democrats right now is that they are not, in a general sense, even really stipulating what the basic facts of the case are in front of all these problems. Like, right, so when like Barack Obama says to me, I never campaigned on the public option, it's like, I can't be friends with you, dude. Right? You know what I mean? Like, it's like you are overtly lying to me on behalf of a bill designed to give away a huge amount of money to the biggest corporations in this country. And
he campaigned as a liberal. And he's running the country as a corporatist.
That's exactly right. And the thing is, what's amazing about it is, it seems to me that if you can get elected to the presidency, right, which is
right.
A very tough task, if you can get elected to the presidency being billed as some sort of socialist, running on, he's not a socialist, but being labeled as a socialist, running on an out-and-out progressive platform, it seems to me, I don't get why you can't then at least give it the good old college try when you get to Washington to just make an effort. I don't think, I mean, I maybe there are some of you out there who thinks he's given it the good old college try, but when you look at issues like the bank bailouts and the public option, I don't think that's the good old college try, and I think that's exactly what is sticking in the craw of so many voters out there.
Well, you know what it is? It's the people he surrounded himself with. I mean, they're corporatists. They're, you know, it's the same old status quo stuff. It's like, where was the change?
Yeah, and the thing is, yeah, you have to remember, I mean, where does this corporatism come from, right? This is an important question that we all should be asking in light of these election results. It comes from a Democratic Party that doesn't want to choose between voters and its big money donors, right? You cannot satisfy both of them at the same time. Voters are disgusted with the banks. They are disgusted with the health insurance companies. They are and rightly so. And the Democratic Party has said, rather than choose between voters and those big money interests, we're going to pretend to try to satisfy both of them. It's a catch-22. It's not possible. You cannot crack down on Wall Street. You cannot crack down on the health insurance profiteers and also make Wall Street happy and make the health insurance profiteers happy. It's not possible. You've got to choose which side you're on, and they haven't chosen. And that's what the Massachusetts election results are all about. 303-713-7600 is the number, 303-713-7600. Do you think the Massachusetts results will be a wake-up call to the Democratic Party? And am I wrong? I throw this out here. Am I wrong for having this sort of epiphany last night that I'm just not going to play the game anymore? That at this point, I am not a lockstep Democratic voter. Here in Colorado, we're going to be talking about controversial comments from John Hickenlooper. Am I wrong to say this may be it, that I am tired of being complicit in voting for Democrats who continue to sell me out, and that this is what this election in Massachusetts was all about? And in my own personal life, that I'm having these problems maintaining friendships with people who can't see past the big D Democratic argument. I've got a couple friends in Democratic politics who are basically giving me the big middle finger, saying, you know what, Sirota, you saying these things, you telling the truth about the Democratic Party, you know, this is not helpful. You're going to sabotage the Democrats. I've been defriending people. Am I wrong? Am I closed-minded? What do you think? 303-713-7600. We'll get to more of your calls after a traffic update with Captain Turk.
Still looking pretty good in the drive around Denver right now, Dave. Not a lot of accidents going on, which is a good thing. We are accident-free on the highway. We do have some police activity, though, eastbound 285 around Federal. Stop-and-go jams, southbound I-25 up in Northland, starting at 120th. Going to break free after 84th. More jams there after the turnpike around 58th once you get closer to downtown. Eastbound 270, heavy, 25 to Vasquez. Same deal on I-70 for eastbounders Pecos to 25 there in the mousetrap portion. Your forecast, mostly cloudy and cool, highs in the mid-40s. Another small chance for afternoon rain or flurries. Current downtown temperature, 32 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Denver Health, founded in 1860, the year Abraham Lincoln was elected president, and now celebrating 150 years of service to Denver. Denver Health, 150 years of providing level one care for all. DenverHealth.org. That's DenverHealth.org.
Fox Tonight.
I want to live my dream.
They all start somewhere.
Get through to Hollywood.
Be there as the American Idol auditions heat up Orlando. Then meet Christopher Chance.
I never caught your name.
Sure did.
He's a guardian.
A mercenary with a heart of gold.
I prefer death retardant specialist.
But he's no angel.
Are we going to make it?
Come on. It'll be fun.
It's the series premiere of Human Target right after American Idol. It all starts tonight at 8, 7 Central, only on Fox.
Look, I'm embarrassed to admit this, but doing my taxes just scares me. I just don't get it. Too many forms. It's, buts, and when this, then that form. And I really needed my tax refund fast. So I did my taxes at eFile.com. No math, no tax forms to choose from. And best of all, my 1040 Easy return was free at eFile.com. Huh, now they call me the 1040 Easy Girl. Ouch.
Visit eFile.com. Less taxing, more yours. Done at eFile.com.
760 Morning Show. If you want to, by the way, support the show, one of the ways to support it is to support some of our sponsors. Dr. Lori Kemet and her associates at Incredible Smiles up in Boulder. You can reach them, 303-77-SMILE, 303-77-SMILE. They're up at a beautiful facility in Boulder right off the highway. Services they offer, invisible braces, all porcelain crowns, Incredible Smiles veneers, laser cleanings, even sleep studies and solutions for snores. I took the sleep study. It was pretty fascinating. For you tech geeks out there, they give you this headset, you go home, you sleep at night, you come back, and they give you all this data about how you're sleeping, how you can improve your sleep, and especially with snoring. I didn't know this, but snoring actually has a serious dental connection, and there are some ways to fix it through dentistry. Now through January 31st, receive $500 off invisible braces at Incredible Smiles. Call now for your complimentary consultation, 303-77-SMILE. That's 303-77-SMILE. Call Incredible Smiles today and tell them Sirota sent you. You won't regret it.
Rate based on APR of 5.53%. Approval contingent on full underwriting analysis. Check website for licensing information. Premium Capital Funding, LLC, DBA Top Dot Mortgage, 125 Jericho Turnpike, Jericho, New York.
You worked hard to get where you are. A nice house. A couple of cars in the garage. Unfortunately, you've also got an adjustable rate mortgage that could increase any time. But now you can take control. Because Top Dot Mortgage, an equal housing lender, is now offering FHA 30-year fixed rate loans at the historical low of 4.875%. You could save hundreds of dollars a month. You heard me. Hundreds of dollars a month. At Top Dot, we provide a low-stress, customized approach so you can get the right mortgage to suit your individual needs. And right now, you can get your rate absolutely free. Just call 1-800-500-6244. These historically low fixed rates may only be available for a limited time. For free information, 1-800-500-6244. 1-800-500-6244.
Nowadays, when I talk with folks, they know GEICO could save them hundreds on their car insurance. But what they want to know is how GEICO does it. Well, I say, we got tons of great discounts, like good driver discounts, multi-car discounts. And they say, there's no secret formula. And I say, nah, it's just what we do. And then sometimes they say, maybe it's all GEICO's a secret. Well, I wouldn't know what to say about that.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Want to add value to your home, lower your energy bills, and preserve the environment? Best Way Insulation is a Colorado-owned company that uses blown-in insulation to reduce your energy usage. Best Way Insulation was trusted with re-insulating the governor's mansion and will provide the same great service to AM 760 listeners. Ask the experts at Best Way Insulation about federal tax credits and energy company rebates available to customers in Colorado. Go to bestwayinsulation.com to go green and save green. That's bestwayinsulation.com.
Who's buying the blue? You! Who's buying the food? And who's trying to buy your vote? And who are you gonna vote for? Say it again! Let me hear it one more time!
None of the above. That's been on my mind the last couple weeks. The Massachusetts Senate race. I really think the vote for this unknown Scott Brown was really more a vote for none of the above, a repudiation of Democrats selling out their campaign promises. Democratic bank bailouts, Democratic bailouts to the health insurance industry. The Democratic Party has gone corporatist, and I think it has really, the voters have really caught on. And I hope this is a wake-up call to them. I really do. But I tell you something. I had this epiphany a couple nights ago. I'm just not going to be part of the formula anymore. I am just not going to be complicit in Democrats selling out and then asking me for their vote because the Republicans are worse. And obviously the Republicans, obviously I think the Republicans are way worse. But I am complicit. We are complicit when we play into that formula. I don't know what it exactly means. Does it mean vote none of the above? I don't really know. I think that's what yesterday's vote was. Was it productive? I'm not sure. Could it be constructive? I think so. I think this could be a wake-up call. It was Ted Kennedy himself, when Democrats were on the eve of losing to Ronald Reagan, who said, we cannot run. We do not need two Republican parties in this country, and Democrats will politically lose if they think becoming more Republican is the cure for their ills. And I've been having problems in my social life, I've been telling you. I've lost a lot of friends over the last couple of weeks in Democratic politics who have said, you know, Sirota, you shouldn't be saying this. You should be a loyal Democrat. See, I'm not loyal to the Democratic Party. I'm loyal to the progressive agenda. Martin Luther King, I'm not Martin Luther King, I'm not likening myself to him, but he wasn't loyal to the Democratic Party. He was loyal to his agenda. And I guess a lot of people really are pissed. They don't like that. And I lost a friend, and I wonder if I'm closed-minded. I defriended somebody. I wonder if that means I'm closed-minded, or are these just the political times we live in? Howard in Denver. Howard, you're on AM 760.
My name is Howard. Not only are you wrong, you are absolutely wrong, and I see why Clear Channel put you on the fill-in floor, Jay, because they knew that you were a closet Republican. I want my radio station back. I want you to take your narrow-minded butt and head back over to KNUS, or KOA, and go frustrate those voters over there.
Howard, I gotta tell you something, man. I've never been called a closet Republican in my life, ever.
Oh, let me tell you what. You sound like one to me. You were riding Barack Obama 30 days after he took office. Barack Obama is doing a fantastic job.
Howard, I wasn't on this radio station 30 days after Obama was on. Howard, I wasn't on this radio station 30 days after Barack Obama was elected.
I do not like you. I think you a closet Republican. I want my radio station back.
Why do you think I'm a closet Republican? Why do you think I'm a closet Republican?
You gave this man 15 minutes to get a job done that the Republican Party put that 13 size.
What about my substantive questions? What about my substantive question?
When Barack Obama.
All right, we're just
going to.
Here we go. Can we put him on mute? Can we put Howard on mute just behind? Let's put it there. There we go. So we'll just let Howard go right there. Now, you'll notice that Howard. And Howard, you're still on if you can keep going. Is he still on? Is he still ranting?
I'm idiot.
Yeah, he's still ranting. Okay, so. So we'll leave him there ranting. And what's interesting about this is sycophancy, right, folks? This is what we're. Is he still ranting?
Get off my radio.
There he is. He's still ranting. And, you know, this is what sycophancy sounds like. There's no substantive criticism, right? I wrote column after column pushing Barack Obama for president. Is he still ranting?
People, you've been
still ranting.
Barack
okay,
Obama.
Okay. So I wrote column after column saying how Barack Obama and the agenda he campaigned on was critically important. I spent a day with Barack Obama in 2006, wrote a cover story for The Nation about him. I've said where Barack Obama has done right. A couple days ago I said the bank tax, it was small. But really important. But this is what I'm talking about. Blind partisanship. Blind partisanship. Is he still going?
Republican.
He's still going. Blind partisanship that is not about any substance whatsoever. It's just if you criticize Obama or the Democrats, you are evil and wrong. And this is the problem. This is the fundamental problem. And this is just not where most voters are. Most voters want results. All right, let's go back to him. Let's see if he's still ranting.
In U.S. and go back to KOA because you're a terrible person. I heard they trying to build you up. I don't know why you're wasting this time.
All right, let's put him down a little bit. We'll put him on. Let's put him on hold, and we'll come back to Howard, see if he's still ranting. Let's go to Kyle in Beacon, New York. Kyle, you're on AM 760. Hello, Kyle. Kyle going once. All right, we'll go to Rick in Greeley. Rick, you're on AM 760.
Hey, good morning, David.
Hey there.
I just have two opinions on the matter. First, I think it's a matter of the Democratic Party maybe not having as strong of an identity as they need. I think the Republican Party, for better or worse, has a very strong identity in the mind of the voters. People pretty much know what to expect when it comes to the Republican mindset. And the Democrats are, I don't want to use the term wishy-washy, but it feels like they're not quite sure who they are a lot of the times, you know. But like you said, Barack Obama runs on a campaign of liberalism, and the minute he's put into office, it's not quite there anymore.
Well, look, I mean, I think part of it, and I'm just going to put you on hold, but I'll come right back to you just because I'm getting feedback from you, but I'll let you respond to this. I think part of it is, look, the Republicans have an easier time in the sense of their agenda comports with big money's agenda. Right? Deregulation, anti-tax, anti-government, that is what big money wants. The Democratic public agenda, at least what they say to us, which I obviously support, you know, to take on Wall Street, we're going to re-regulate the economy, the New Deal, we're going to expand Medicare, right? This conflicts with big money. And so part of the reason why they have trouble creating an identity for themselves is they campaign on these things, and then they have to decide which side they're on. And it's difficult. It's not comfortable to go up against big money. And unfortunately, in the last couple of years, they have chosen to try to split the difference. And you can't split the difference, right? These are binary fights. Either you take on Wall Street or you don't. Either you take on the health industry or you don't. You can't sort of do either, right? You can't be half pregnant. You see what, you understand what I'm saying? I mean, it's an easier task for the Republicans because what they're saying is exactly what big money wants.
No, I agree with you. That's that's kind of where I was going, but you're definitely right about that. And then in regards to the Massachusetts race that unfortunately went to the Republican last night, I found it very interesting the comments that the I can't remember his name, the gentleman that won it.
Scott Brown.
Scott Brown, right. The comments he made about this is the voters saying they want less government. You know, it's so funny to me when the Republicans pull that out of the bag, because they always say they're about less government unless they're in charge, and then they are the biggest, most overreaching government that you can find.
Oh, yeah.
It's so funny to me that, you know, the minute this guy gets elected into this seat, the first thing he does is bring out, like, a 100-year-old argument against government.
But I tell you something, and this is what I think is important. You're absolutely right. I mean, there's so much hypocrisy there. But the reason the anti-government argument is so cogent now, when it wasn't just a year ago, right? I mean, Barack Obama won. He wasn't campaigning against government. The reason it's so cogent now is because Democrats have taken this last year and redefined what they think, or redefined what the public believes their vision of government is. Government, when government is Medicare, when government is the SEC, when government is Medicaid, when government is roads and schools, when government is all the things that Democrats used to define government as, government, it was hard to rail on government. In the last year, Democrats have said, no, government is a huge siphon that takes taxpayer money and hands it over to private banks and private health insurance companies and private drug companies. So the good news in this is that I don't think it takes much of a course adjustment for the Democrats to actually take the next year and win back more of these voters. Because all they got to do is go back to where their historical legacy has been. But if they continue to radically redefine how they see government, if they continue to embrace the corporatist model, Americans have clearly figured that out, and they obviously, for obvious reasons, don't like it. Hey, Rick, thanks for the call. 750 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thanks, Dave. New crash, 44th and Sheridan in Commerce City there. That's the only problem as far as accidents concerned around the city. Police activity eastbound 285 at Federal. That's slowing people down as well. Pretty mellow commute, though, going on. Southbound I-25 is stop and go. And just the usual spots, though, up in North Glen and Thornton, again, closer to downtown after 58th Avenue. Westbound C-470, also full in Littleton, Bowles to Hamden. Forecast, mostly cloudy and cold. Very small chance for afternoon rain showers or possible flurries. That's mostly going to happen in the south of the metro. Highs in the low to mid-40s. Right now, 33 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today at Safeway, you'll find thousands of new, everyday low prices on the things you use every day. Now get everything on your list, all at the price you need. That's their promise. That's ingredients for life. Safeway.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking to
newlyweds.
Hi. My husband and I are combining our policies, and my mother-in-law says we can save with Progressive.
Well, with online, homeowners, and multi-car discounts, saving on car insurance is easy.
So you're saying she's right?
I'm saying get used to it.
Get great savings and more at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Discounts not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Save money with Bargain Watch at am760.net. Get a $1,400 Raccoon Creek Golf Course VIP card for only $195. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at am760.net.
Attention business owners, don't rent electricity, own it. Learn now at Independent Power Systems Commercial Solar Event. The Coors Field Solar Experts will show you how your business can go solar with low upfront costs and how rebates and federal tax grants can yield a 5 to 7 year 10-year ROI. Boulder County business owners can take advantage of the Climate Smart Loan Program to go solar for zero down and one annual payment. Green your business with solar and never pay another electric bill. Learn how in Boulder, Tuesday, January 26th at the St. Julian Hotel and Tuesday, February 2nd at the Dairy Center for the Arts. Visit solarips.com/KKZN for details or call 303-443-0015. In the neighborhood, drop by our Boulder office January 21st at 7 p.m. for the Solar Community Night. Visit solarips.com/KKZN for details or call 303-443-0015. Call 303-443-0015 for details or visit solarips.com/KKZN.
Folks, Ed Schultz here. Say thanks for listening to AM 760 in Colorado. Say, are you a coffee drinker? Well, try mine. Big Eddie's Hawaiian Coffee Beans and Help the Vets. I can't go without coffee in the morning. Here's a great way to help the veterans. $3 of every bag purchased goes to post-traumatic stress disorder counseling for the veterans through IAVA. USACoffeeCompany.com. I'll give you a toll-free number as well. 100% Hawaiian coffee made in USA. You'll love the flavor. It's great coffee and you can help the vets. Six bags will get you free shipping. 1-866-581-0667. www.usacoffeecompany.com. They've got the 1-800 number right there on the website. USA Coffee Company supports this radio station and Progressive Talk. Enjoy your favorite talk shows with a great cup of coffee from USA Coffee Company and help the vets. 1-866-581-0667. That's www.usacoffeecompany.com. Order today.
Just talk about climate change. Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
For counseling for the veterans through IAVA, USACoffeeCompany.com. I'll give you a toll-free number as well. 100% Hawaiian coffee made in USA. You'll love the flavor. It's great coffee and you can help the vets. Six bags will get you free shipping. 1-866-581-0667. www.usacoffeecompany.com. They've got the 1-800 number right there on the website. USA Coffee Company supports this radio station and Progressive Talk. Enjoy your favorite talk shows with a great cup of coffee from USA Coffee Company and help the vets. 1-866-581-0667. That's www.usacoffeecompany.com. Order today.
7:55 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. What's the Massachusetts election mean? I think it means that the voters are rejecting Democratic corporatism just like they rejected Republican corporatism. That in the last year, Democrats have said that their vision of government is one that funnels taxpayer money to private corporations, a total betrayal, an ideological betrayal of their progressive roots. And I think that's what voters are reacting to. Do you think this is a wake-up call? I've been having problems in my social life. People saying, Sirota, you shouldn't be saying this. You're hurting the Democratic Party. Well, I am not loyal to the Democratic Party before I am loyal to an agenda, before I am loyal to my principles. Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. Steve in Denver. Steve, you're on AM 760.
Hey, good morning, David.
Morning.
I'm on the other side of the aisle. I'll admit that, and we've had conversations on the phone before. But you know what? When you talk about your ideals and what you truly believe and your core principles and selling those out, you know, I think it happens on both the Republican and Democratic side. I think, you know what, the Republicans spoke loudly yesterday. However, you know what, when we were forced to vote for McCain, you know what, the lesser of two evils, it's hard to swallow because he was not, you know what, a core of my principle, and I'm speaking for me only. And I've befriended a lot of my big R friends just because, you know what, I'm not going to vote for that just because, you know what, that's the wave. And as a matter of fact, the senatorial committee from the Republican Party called me, wanted me to give a lot of money. And I said, no, you know what, as far as I'm concerned, you did not follow my agenda in the last election. I am not giving you my money, and I'm a lifetime Republican. And you know what? I'm not going to do it again, and I'm going to vote with my dollars.
And that's the thing. I mean, because here's the thing, man, and I agree with you, right? I mean,
What else are we supposed to do? Because if we continue to be complicit in this, right, if you as a Republican continue to vote for and you're a conservative, if you vote for candidates or give money to candidates that you don't feel like, that you don't believe in, then you are complicit in what they do to you. Just like as me, if I am a progressive and I back Barack Obama's progressive campaign platform and then he sells me out, is it really my obligation to simply continue saying, hey, Barack Obama, you're doing great right now? Who's at fault here? Me for saying, I want you to fulfill your campaign promises, or the people in the Democratic Party who have betrayed their campaign promises? And I think that's what voters are saying no to. They're saying, we're not going to be complicit in this anymore. Thanks for the call, man. Hey, stick around. Andrew Romanoff on what all this means next.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, we'll look at Massachusetts and talk about what happened. We'll take your calls y mucho más.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
How would you like to improve your memory in just 10 minutes? That's right. You can start improving your memory when you call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply of Neurostin. 1-800-600-8199. Phone lines are open now. Neurostin is a scientific breakthrough with clinically proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration, and help reverse years of memory loss. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. If you want your brain back, if you want to remember telephone numbers, people's names, and where you put your keys and glasses, Neurostin's all-natural ingredients can help dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration. See for yourself. Try it risk-free now. Start improving your memory now. Call in the next 10 minutes to try all-natural Neurostin before you buy it. Supplies are limited, so get your free trial now at 1-800-600-8199. Phone lines will be open for the next 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-600-8199.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. The Massachusetts Republican who turned the political world on its head by winning Edward Kennedy's old Senate seat says the election was not a referendum on President Obama. Senator-elect Scott Brown told NBC's Today Show it was about health care and terrorism and taxes and frustration.
People are angry. They're tired of the backroom deals. They want transparency. They want good government. They want fairness. And they want people to start working and solving their problems.
White House political aide David Plouffe told the CBS News Early Show he knows voters are angry.
They're impatient. They're frustrated. They're suffering economically.
But Plouffe said defeated Democrat Martha Coakley has no one to blame but herself.
Even a mediocre campaign up there probably would have been successful.
When Brown takes his Senate seat, Republicans will have the 41st vote they need to block health care reform or any other Democratic bill. The president's choice to head the TSA, former FBI man Errol Southers, is pulling his name from consideration. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Southers, in a statement, complains his nomination has been obstructed by, quote, political ideology. He says he has become a lightning rod. But he stoked criticism by admitting he once had an FBI database used to gather information on his estranged wife's boyfriend 2 decades ago. Southers' withdrawal is another political setback for President Obama on this, the first anniversary of his inauguration.
A Senate committee is turning its attention to the failed attempt to bomb an airliner on Christmas Day. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. What can we expect, Steve?
A lot of explaining from officials who faced a cabin load of security questions for the past month.
We should accelerate deployment of advanced imaging technologies.
Look for Homeland Security Chief Janet Napolitano to explain more about new equipment already being rolled out and the promise to put more federal marshals on commercial flights. Despite worries there is no money to do that, the committee chairman says that money has to be found.
Frank, the man wanted in connection with 8 murders in Appomattox, Virginia, is in custody. A police spokeswoman says he was cornered and gave up without a fight.
Near the crime scene, he actually physically approached law enforcement on scene and turned himself in without incident.
In Haiti, a strong magnitude 6.1 aftershock rocked the area around Port-au-Prince. CBS's Harry Smith felt it.
I was sitting in a vehicle, and it felt like somebody was trying to rock the vehicle. I got out, and you could feel the earth sort of shifting underneath you.
Defense Secretary Gates says more ships are en route to Haiti to help with the delivery of vital supplies.
I signed deployment orders this morning that would begin to move ships such as a port clearance ship with cranes that could, within a week or two perhaps, begin to get the port back into operation.
Graco is recalling 1.5 million strollers that were sold at a number of big chain stores.
The hinges on the stroller's canopy can pose a fingertip amputation and laceration hazard to a child.
Patty Davis with the Consumer Product Safety Commission. CPSC.gov has information. In early trading, the Dow is down 132 points. This is CBS News.
Apples and oranges, night and day, plain old text email and email marketing with Constant Contact. The differences are pretty amazing. Plain old email is just, well, plain. Constant Contact is real email marketing. In minutes, you get professional-looking newsletters with photos, your logo, everything. You've seen these great-looking emails from other small businesses. Now, it's your turn. Plans as low as $15 a month and free phone support from real live people. ConstantContact.com. There's nothing plain about it.
Food for thought from farmers. Farmers Insurance was founded in 1928, a year before the crash. Back then, when others paid claims with IOUs, we paid cash. For over 80 years now, we've followed a conservative investment approach. We don't invest in junk bonds or financial derivatives. We are Farmers Insurance, and we are over 15,000 agents strong. To find an agent near you, visit farmers.com today for auto, home, small business, and life insurance, and be ready for tomorrow.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Republicans in Colorado are celebrating last night's shocker in Massachusetts. GOP gubernatorial candidate Scott McGinnis says the election was a referendum on health care and jobs.
That's what people want to talk about. You know, they're very focused on the quality of life. Starts with a job.
Colorado Democratic officials have yet to respond to last night's election, which saw the seat held for nearly 50 years by Edward Kennedy go to a Republican. Colorado man who survived last week's earthquake in Haiti says he is still hopeful that a co-worker can be rescued. Dan Woolley arrived at EIA last night. There's been no sign of co-worker David Haim since the earthquake hit. Colorado leaders are making some big promises, still trying to win $377 million in education money from the Obama administration. The state has vowed to expand merit pay for teachers, change how educators are evaluated, and hire more Teach for America recruits as it competes with other states for federal funding. In sports, the Avs are off tonight. The Nuggets play Golden State on the road, so it's a perfect time to talk baseball. Rockies single-game tickets go on sale today at 1 o'clock. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where we're looking at delays as you're heading southbound on I-25 downtown, just past 58 towards Spear. Speeds are going to dip down into the teens and 20s. Same deal for westbounders on 36. You're struggling a little bit, Sheridan, towards Wadsworth. Again, similar speeds through there. Surface street accident that occurred at 44th and Sheridan. Quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a cloudy day with a high in the mid-40s. Currently, it is 27 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Answer the call. Front Range Travel Counts wants to know how you get around town. If you are called to participate, say yes, and you could win a bike. Front Range Travel Counts is calling your area to study traffic counts, and your information makes a difference. For info, visit nustats.com/frontrange.
Sirota is not your garden variety liberal.
David Sirota.
He's bright, he's intelligent, he is very committed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Bye, bye, bye.
806 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're getting just a ton of your instant messages here, and we're going to read a couple of them in the next hour here. And we've got a packed hour. Everybody's, I think, amped up about the Massachusetts Senate election last night. Big political news. The Republicans win in a Democratic state. What is going on? What is happening? Joining us now to try to answer some of those questions is Colorado United States Senate candidate Andrew Romanoff. He is running in the Democratic primary in 2010, going up against a sitting senator, appointed Senator Michael Bennett. Andrew, thanks for taking the time this morning. I guess I just saw you a couple days ago. Me and Jay were having breakfast in Zadie's. It was good to see you, and we didn't get a chance to talk, and I'm glad you're taking the time this morning to join us. Massachusetts, I guess I just got to ask you that. You know, you hear from Republicans, oh, this means the Democratic Party has moved too far to the left. What's your take on it?
Well, I think that's a little too simplistic analysis. I mean, the truth is a lot of the Democrats I've talked to, and frankly, a lot of the Republicans and independents as well, feel frustrated with the circus that we call the U.S. Senate. I think folks are feeling angry, as I am, that the leadership in Washington and Congress caved in to the drug companies and the insurance lobby, sold out the chance for a more meaningful health care reform bill. I think they're frustrated, as we all are, that the financial firms that contributed to the economic collapse we're experiencing have not been held accountable and instead are being rewarded with taxpayer-funded bonuses. And just last night I was having a conversation up at a house party in Boulder with a lot of folks who are concerned about the prospects for serious change in energy policy slipping away, since so many members of Congress feel bruised by the health care battle and would like to put off the cause of saving the planet for a non-election year.
Yeah.
That's not leadership.
Well, I have characterized what's gone on in Democratic politics as, I think we are seeing the rise not of liberalism or conservatism as much as we're seeing a model that is corporatist, that if you could use one word to try to characterize what the Democratic vision of government has been coming from Washington in the last year, it has been, we will throw a lot of taxpayer money at the very private industries that have been at the center of the very challenges that we purport to solve. Do you think that's a fair characterization?
I do, and I'll tell you, I think it's the source of a lot of the frustration that we're talking about. I mean, I think folks understand that when the economy is in free fall, there's a need to stabilize some of the institutions to prevent a return to a Great Depression. But that is not meant to be the whole sum and total of our party or any party's response to an economic collapse. You've got to actually put reforms in place that prevent the situation from recurring. And instead, what we've seen is a lot of these Wall Street bankers parade through Washington with scarcely a mea culpa in hand, and then return to the same sort of profligate practices that contributed to this collapse.
It's 9 after the hour here on the air, on the line with us, Andrew Romanoff, the candidate running for a U.S. Senate in 2010 here in Colorado, the former House Speaker of Colorado. Find his website, andrewromanoff.com. You're in the Denver Post today. Yesterday you endorsed John Hickenlooper for governor. We'll get to a discussion of that in 1 second. But I saw this quote in the Denver Post story. You say, quote, "The nation's biggest insurance firms and drug makers and oil companies and Wall Street banks are pouring hundreds of thousands of dollars into my opponent's campaign coffers. Why?" And then you say, "The same special interest groups bankrolling my opponents are blocking the reform we need in Washington, D.C. Okay, so let me ask you the question. Why are they putting all of that money into your opponent Michael Bennett's campaign coffers?
Well, these groups fund just about every member of the Senate, and the members of the Senate are happy to take their money. I think it's an unholy alliance, and it's, I think you're right to ask why. I mean, the question I posed yesterday is, you know, what do these big special interest groups hope to get in return for their money, and what might they have already gotten? I think it's fair to say that if you're an insurance company or a drug maker or a Wall Street bank, you're not likely to just lavish millions of dollars on members of Congress with a hope of getting nothing in return. At the very least, I think you expect access so that you'll have a better opportunity than citizens of modest means to make arguments, and you'll find a more sympathetic ear. One of the reasons we decided to turn down money from special interest groups, we're not taking the corporate cash that corrupts the Washington culture, is because I don't want my loyalties to be divided or my judgment to be clouded. I don't want to have to pick, as I think so many members of the Senate do, between what might be good for my constituents and what might be profitable for my biggest contributors. I think that's one of the single biggest reasons that we've seen such an abdication of responsibility in the United States Congress.
Well, I absolutely agree with that. I mean, I agree with that analysis that when you are caught between your campaign donors and voters, what Democrats have seemed to put forward is this, again, this corporatist idea that we can simultaneously fix problems but also enrich our corporate benefactors, and I think that's a real problem. Now, in fairness, I want to also read this criticism that came from Michael Bennett's campaign when you said this about his fundraising. I'm reading from the Post here. Romanoff's change the system message comes from an 8-year veteran of state politics and has lobbed against Bennett, the former Denver Public Schools superintendent. The Bennett campaign points out that Romanoff accepted PAC contributions from many of the same interests when he served in the State House. Quote, "I think it's hard for a career politician who accepted PAC contributions for his entire career to suddenly about face," said a Bennett spokesperson. "This seems like an awfully politically expedient decision." All right, now let's let's get out the epithet, the career politician epithet here, and just set that aside.
It seems a little premature for a guy who spent 8 years in the state house. I'm only 43.
Yeah, right. I was going to say, but to the crux of the argument, what do you say when people say, well, Andrew, you've run campaigns before where you've raised certainly not the level of money from those interests, but money from those interests?
Yeah, I'm glad that you asked that question, and I'm disappointed that instead of actually engaging the substance of this argument, that my opponent's campaign has chosen to just engage in an ad hominem attack. I think that's a sign of desperation and weakness, and it's profoundly disappointing to me. Look, I'm not a perfect messenger. That's true. And folks can hold out for a candidate who is as pure as the driven snow. One of the things that I learned in the 8 years I spent in the state legislature, and I'm proud of that service, is how corrosive the influence of special interest contributions can be. Now, I stood up to the insurance industry and won a battle on behalf of my constituents. We stood up to the drug makers and tried to negotiate deeper discounts in the price of pharmaceuticals. We stood up to predatory lenders and brokers, to polluters. I'm proud of the fights that we took on and the fights that we won in the state house. But it's pretty clear to me, and I think you know this as well, David, that the difference between the fairly modest sums that special interest groups are able to put into state house races are nothing compared to the cesspool that Washington has become. In Colorado, legislators and their constituents are in much closer contact, so I think the fight is fairer. In D.C., I think the danger is that you get so far removed from the people you represent that you forget who sent you to office, or you never meet them in the first place.
Absolutely. Let's turn to the gubernatorial race, because your announcement yesterday was that you were endorsing John Hickenlooper. Now, I said on the air just a little while ago that my problem with John Hickenlooper, and I ask you this question, I know you're not running for governor, and I know you've endorsed Mayor Hickenlooper for governor, but I've got to juxtapose what you're saying with what we're hearing from Mayor Hickenlooper. Mayor Hickenlooper has said in the course of a week, he started out by saying that he thinks the fundamental problem is that business is not well enough represented in government. That's what he said to the Denver Post just before announcing his candidacy for governor. He then went on 9 News and said that he wouldn't consider any kind of tax reform in the state as long as there was a recession going on, despite the budget deficit. And then yesterday, he attacked Governor Ritter and the environmental rules, the oil and gas rules that Governor Ritter passed, basically playing into the Republican argument that they supposedly killed jobs. Now, that doesn't sound to me like a very progressive, much less substantively true agenda. How do you square the circle of campaigning for Senate in the way you're campaigning versus and then endorsing a candidate who, for instance, says that the major problem in government is that business interests aren't well enough represented?
I'll offer you a couple thoughts. First, I've gotten to work very closely with Mayor Hickenlooper over the last 7 years, and I admired the leadership that he brought to the city and the creativity that he demonstrated. I think his approach was to try to bring all sides together to solve problems, and that's the approach I took as Speaker of the House. Each candidate has to decide, of course, how to approach his or her campaign in a different way. But what I think is pretty clear is that what we need at this time is a governor who is committed, as I think Mayor Hickenlooper is, to bringing and keeping good jobs in Colorado. And frankly, the Democratic Party in the state legislature includes a lot of small business people, folks who are operated their own house cleaning business, for example, is a woman I've made the Speaker pro tem. I think the concerns of small employers often get shunted aside in the stampede of lobbyists that prowl the corridors of the Capitol. So I don't think the Democratic Party should take a back seat when it comes to growing the economy. It was Lyndon Johnson, after all, who said the best anti-poverty program is a good job. And I think that's will be the hallmark of the Hickenlooper campaign.
Last question for you. Again, I'm online with this U.S. Senate candidate, Andrew Romanoff. You can find his website, andrewromanoff.com. Yesterday, he endorsed Mayor John Hickenlooper for governor. I've got to ask you this question because it seems to swirl, at least for the last couple of months, around you. I think there's a sense out there among just rank and file regular people that the Colorado Democratic Party has become, or is at least at this point, very autocratic. That there's this wait in line mentalities, wait for the party elders to decide who is the candidate for different top tier offices. And there's been talk, in the chatter sphere that you shouldn't be running in this primary, and that you should have, I guess, waited your turn. And there's probably not going to be, although you never know, a contested primary in the gubernatorial race. Do you think people out there, regular voters, do you think their perception that the Colorado Democratic Party has become undemocratic is warranted or not?
Yes, I think it's warranted, and it is something I'm trying to change. Look, I think the choice of a U.S. senator ought to rest in the hands of the people of Colorado. That's the most democratic thing in the world. I recognize the governor has the right under the law to fill a vacancy. He did that in the manner he chose. But now when it comes to who should represent our state for the next 6 years, it seems to me the other 3 million registered voters in the state, including 1 million registered Democrats, ought to have some say. And I think that's one of the reasons so many folks have logged on to AndrewRomanoff.com to sign up. In fact, more Coloradans contributed to our campaign in the last quarter of 2009 than to any other campaign for any office in Colorado. So I think that says a lot of folks in the state, a lot of Democrats at least so far, are not willing to just defer to the judgment of the power brokers or party bosses in Washington. They actually want a voice and a vote, and that's what I intend to give them.
Well, good luck to you. It was good seeing you this weekend. Please stay in touch with us, and we'll have you back on later on to continue following this race. Keep up the good work.
Thanks a lot, Dave.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
8:19 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. That was Andrew Romanoff, the U.S. Senate candidate running against appointed Senator Michael Bennett. You can find his website, AndrewRomanoff.com. And I got to tell you something. Seems to me that maybe, I don't know, this is what I'm saying, a wake-up call, right? Romanoff has run a very quiet campaign so far, but yesterday in his quote, it stuck out to me. The nation's biggest insurance firms and drug makers and oil companies and Wall Street banks are pouring hundreds of thousands of dollars into my opponent's campaign coffers. Why? Asked Romanoff. The same special interest groups bankrolling my opponents are blocking the reform we need in Washington. Now, I hold that out as an example of maybe yesterday's Massachusetts election was the wake-up call to all of these Democratic candidates and all of these Democratic politicians that the public is really pissed off. I mean, that is a tone change. That is Andrew Romanoff. That quote represents a real change in tone by Andrew Romanoff. And so maybe this is the silver lining of Massachusetts. Maybe it is a big wake-up call. At least I hope it is. All right, stick around. After a traffic update with John Turk, we're going to talk a little bit about John Hickenlooper. John Hickenlooper making some really grotesque comments yesterday, attacking the environmental record of Bill Ritter, not from a progressive perspective. John Hickenlooper attacking Bill Ritter for passing tougher oil and gas rules, tougher rules to protect water supplies, to protect air supplies. We're going to have on David O. Williams, the energy reporter for the Colorado Independent, to give us the lowdown on exactly what Hickenlooper said and what it means after a traffic update with Captain Turk.
Got a couple new crashes, Dave. One on C-470 westbound, right at I-70. Small delays back around Alameda Parkway. Also got one on the ramp from eastbound I-70 to Peoria out on the east end. Surface Street accidents, 44th and Sheridan. Also some police activity going on Hamden around Federal. It's on the eastbound side, though. Stop and go. Now on the turnpike westbound, Sheridan to Wadsworth. Also, slow speed southbound I-25. They're in the teens from 120th to 84th as you move across North Glen and Thornton. Also heavy downtown, both approaches on 25 into downtown. Forecast, mostly cloudy and cool, highs in the mid-40s. Another small chance for afternoon rain or flurries. Our current downtown temperature is 30 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Want to add value to your home, lower your energy bills, and preserve the environment? Best Way Insulation is a Colorado-owned company that uses blown-in insulation to reduce your energy usage. Best Way Insulation was trusted with re-insulating the governor's mansion and will provide the same great service to AM 760 listeners. Ask the experts at Best Way Insulation about federal tax credits and energy company rebates available to customers in Colorado. Go to bestwayinsulation.com to go green and save green. That's bestwayinsulation.com. 760 listeners.
Ask the experts at Best Way Insulation about federal tax credits and energy company rebates available to customers in Colorado. Go to bestwayinsulation.com to go green and save green. That's bestwayinsulation.com.
If you're losing your hair, it's probably thinning, drying out, or breaking off. There's an incredible new product you need to know about. It's called Ovation Cell Therapy. Men and women across the country are raving about it.
I can't believe it. No prescriptions, no transplants, just a simple cream rinse application. It really works. My hair is stronger and thicker in just days.
My hairstylist suggested Ovation Cell Therapy to help restore my brittle and damaged hair. Wow. I can't believe how shiny and long my hair is now. Ovation Cell Therapy really works, growing hair at up to 50% faster than the normal rate. Just go to ovationhair.com to learn more about the money-back guarantee. It costs less than prescription meds and can restore any type of hair. Ovation Cell Therapy is safe and effective even for chemotherapy hair regeneration. Go to ovationhair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. Grow your hair longer, stronger, and faster. That's ovationhair.com. And don't forget to enter AM760 for your special discount.
Coming up Wednesday on the Tom Hartman Program, who were the people who looked the other way while the housing bubble grew to an unprecedented $8 trillion? They're the same people who are now trying to rewrite history. Economist Dean Baker joins me to out these folks. You think you're mad now? Wait till you hear this. Plus, rich man, poor man, what about the jobless middle class? It's going to be a rumble when Dan Gaynor joins me. It's all about the jobs? You betcha.
It's the Tom Hartman Program, 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
A24 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're getting a lot of your instant messages. I'm going to read a couple of them in the next few minutes. But first, on the line with us is David O. Williams of the Colorado Independent. He's the energy reporter for the Colorado Independent. And we've been talking this morning about not being complicit anymore as voters, as citizens, in a Democratic or Republican party that continues to treat us like fools. And we've been talking about that, obviously, in the context of the Massachusetts election last night. I think that's what the vote was last night, a vote for none of the above, a vote against corporatism. Corporatism being the ideology where politicians think that their job is to serve corporate interests regardless of their own political parties, affiliations, or campaign promises. And this is going to be a big local, corporatism itself is going to be a big local issue. And I say that because we've got a Democratic and Republican candidate for governor who seem to be echoing a lot of corporatist themes. Now, in the crosshairs this morning, in our discussion this morning, is John Hickenlooper. He made news yesterday on the Colorado Independent's website for comments he made about energy policy and Governor Ritter. David O. Williams of the Colorado Independent reported the story. The headline, Hickenlooper backs away from Ritter drilling regulations, still blasted by McGinnis camp. David, tell us what John Hickenlooper said. Tell us why it's important.
Hey, David. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
Yeah, well, first of all, I should give some credit where credit's due. Joe Hamlet, the excellent Capitol Bureau reporter for the Durango Herald, actually initially reported Ritter's remarks, or I'm sorry, Hickenlooper's remarks, and what essentially he said was that as a petroleum geologist in the 1980s, he could certainly empathize with those who have oil and gas workers on the Western Slope who have lost their jobs in the most recent drilling downturn, and that he felt that the process that led to Governor Bill Ritter's new, more environmentally stringent drilling regulations that went into effect last spring was flawed, and that it was perhaps one-sided and needlessly contentious, and that he essentially, he being Hickenlooper, while he is an environmentalist and supports those values, he is coming from a very different place than Ritter on this topic. And that, to folks on the Western Slope, at least, who have to live and work and play in the gas patch of Garfield and Mesa and Rio Blanco counties, appeared to be a bit of pandering to industry interests over here in order to get some of those votes. Because, of course, the big knock coming out of McInnis, who is a McInnis's camp, who is a, you know, dyed-in-the-wool Western sloper, grew up in Glenwood Springs, has a ranch in Grand Junction.
And also is an oil lobbyist.
And is an oil lobbyist for a Denver firm. The knock coming out of McInnis's camp on Hickenlooper is these two Denver-centric things, and he will not have statewide appeal.
Now, this is the argument I got into with a friend of mine who got very upset with me when I said this. I said, it seems to me, and you cite in your piece up on the Colorado Independent, and we've linked it at am760.net, click over to the David Sirota page, we've linked your story here, and you cite a survey data that says that even folks on the West Slope support the idea of better basic regulation of oil and gas to protect water supplies, to protect the environment out on the West Slope. And I said this to a friend of mine, and he said, well, you know, Hickenlooper, this is a very politically smart move. You know, it's a way for him to sort of triangulate against Scott McInnis. My take is that when you couple the surveys that you cite, the public opinion surveys that says actually regulation is pretty popular, and you also factor into the account that by doing this, Hickenlooper is basically confirming the Scott McInnis's frame, right? Confirming the underlying concept that tougher regulation is bad for jobs. That Hickenlooper has now set the governor's race on a path to be a competition between who can say which environment, who wants to most gut environmental regulations. Is that the fear?
Yeah, that's definitely the fear. The fear is that we're going to give up on the gains that have been made through a, you know, it was a two-year process to come up with those rules. Industry had a seat at the table. Yes, it was highly contentious, but Colorado is a different state than New York or Pennsylvania or Texas. It's the $10 billion outdoor recreation tourism industry, and it should have higher standards for drilling. We should protect these wild places that are actually a moneymaker and a draw. And that is the feeling over on the Western Slope, which is a lot different place than when Hickenlooper was over here working in the 1980s and got laid off. There are a lot of people who moved here for the lifestyle. There's an industry built up around retirees, second homeowners, who are increasingly coming into conflict with the gas boom that we saw over the previous decade. And this linchpin of the McInnis campaign that Ritter cost us jobs by instituting those regs is specious, in the opinion of a lot of people, because it ignores the fact that no major comprehensive drilling plans have actually been tested under these rules. That what has happened is there was a huge rush to get in under the old rules, and then there was a global recession that caused the price of natural gas to tank. And Rocky Mountain natural gas it had to give up a big discount because we had less pipeline capacity and couldn't guarantee a steady flow of that gas. Well, that pipeline capacity has improved dramatically. With the completion of a new pipeline back east, you're already starting to see an uptick. Some of the services companies that provide infrastructure are already starting to hire again. It's coming back, and
so in other words, Hickenlooper has confirmed a McInnis frame on energy that is just substantively inaccurate. The idea that environmental regulations are somehow responsible for West Slope energy industry job losses. And your article really goes into some great detail on that. And again, on the line with us, David O. Williams of the Colorado Independent. It's 31 after the hour. He's got a piece up there about very controversial comments by John Hickenlooper. So you obviously cover energy and politics as well.
How important do you think these statements are? I mean, there's you're a journalist. My opinions are more out there than yours because you're more of you cover you don't put a lot of opinion in your pieces. I'm just going to state my opinion. When I read your piece, I said, you know what? Yeah, this is even beyond the issue of oil and gas rules. This is sending a message to me that John Hickenlooper is very, very serious about getting close to some of the biggest and most powerful corporate interests in this state, in order to win this race. And that as a progressive, I find that odious. I mean, is that a fair way to put it? I'm putting you on the spot here. I mean, do I have anything substantively wrong when I look at your story and make that conclusion?
No, I don't think so. I think the safe play from political observers, I was an earlier story on my site before Hickenlooper had even declared. The safe play from people over here was for him to say, "Hey, let's let these rules and regs play out and see how it goes." And I even quoted State Senator Al White, a Republican who is definitely a moderate, but his entire district is northwestern Colorado, saying basically that. You know, we haven't seen what the effects of these rules are. We have not seen how much it will cost industry. And, I mean, even Ritter was basically saying, look, it's cleaner burning than coal, 50%. We need natural gas as part of the new energy economy. But let's just do it better than we did it under the Owens administration. Again, another former oil and gas lobbyist.
Right.
And some of the companies out there absolutely are on board with that. And so, let's let it play out. That was the safe play. But, you know, a very pro-business Hickenlooper has made it, you know, clear that was not going to be his tack on this. And I think he will find that could actually cost him some votes over here in this neck of the woods.
Yeah, and I think, again, you really have laid out how this is not just, you know, sort of a couple of throwaway lines. This is a really really important declaration by Hickenlooper. Last question for you. If we take Hickenlooper at his word, and, you know, he's saying, well, I didn't like the process was too contentious. My take on that is, anytime you are going to, in any way at all now in our political system, anytime you are going to take on an industry as powerful and as moneyed as the oil and gas industry, there's going to be conflict as a consequence of basic policy. You know, power concedes nothing without demand, as the old quote goes. I mean, is there any credence at all to Hickenlooper's fundamental assertion that had Bill Ritter, you know, and environmentalists, because Hickenlooper is attacking environmentalists in this argument, that it had environmentalists and Bill Ritter gone about making serious oil and gas rules in a different way, that the oil industry and the gas industry would have been much more amenable to it, that there wouldn't have been such a contentious process?
There may be a little bit of truth to that. That again, industry was at the table. Some refused to be part of the process, but this was a linchpin, a key achievement of the Ritter administration, and the idea was let's get this through and we can tweak it down the road. And legislatively, a lot of the lawmakers I've talked to for this session say that's what we need to do. Let's look at the parts that work. Let's keep those. Let's fix the parts that don't work. And Kathleen Curry, who switched from Democrat to independent, that this was one of the reasons she gave, was the process was so contentious. So there is perhaps a little bit of truth to that, but the fact is that these rules and regs are in place, and you're already starting to see other states like Pennsylvania, where there's a huge
fight,
a huge rush to go into the Marcellus Shale, and New York. You're already seeing those states ramping up their regulations.
But I guess what I'm asking I guess what I'm asking you is this. If it was the same rules, because Hickenlooper is sort of saying, well, you know, the rules themselves, I want to maybe, you know, I'm sort of okay with, but it's the process. I guess what I'm trying to get at is there any way you could have arrived at serious substantive oil and gas rules without the process being contentious?
No, absolutely not.
And that's really what I think is the problem in his argument, that if you're either going to take on power and it's going to be contentious, you're either going to take on the status quo and it's going to be contentious, or you're not going to take on the status quo, you're not going to really change anything, and then maybe it won't be contentious. But I don't think you can get to serious reform on any of these issues, healthcare, oil and gas rules, any of these major issues, unless it is contentious. It's sort of contentious by definition as a consequence of actually pushing for real change. David O. Williams, you can find his article at the Colorado Independent. It's also linked on our website, am760.net. David, thank you so much for taking the time, and thank you in particular for your awesome, dogged reporting on energy politics in Colorado. It is really a huge resource.
I appreciate it.
Talk to you soon. All right. 8:38 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we're going to take some of your calls. What does the Massachusetts Senate race mean? Does it mean that Democrats should go more to the right? Or is it a referendum on corporatism? Democrats seeming to get in bed with the biggest of big corporate interests. Also, you just heard from David O. Williams about controversial comments from John Hickenlooper attacking basic environmental regulations on the oil and gas industry here in Colorado. I read this story and I said, you know what, I'm not going to be complicit in it anymore. I'm just not going to say I'm going to come out and vote for John Hickenlooper because he's a Democrat and he's at the top of the ticket just because he's a Democrat, just because I don't want to see Scott McGinnis be governor. Right? I mean, at some level, when Hickenlooper's saying the big problem in government is that we don't have enough business interests represented in government, that's what he said first. Then he said he's not going to do any kind of tax reform in a state with a $1 billion budget deficit. Now he's attacking environmental regulations. What am I getting as a progressive, a basic progressive person? What am I getting from Hickenlooper in the transaction if I vote for him? Does this make you say, you know, screw it. Screw it. I am just not going to be complicit in this anymore. Or do we all have to fall in line? 303-713-7600. Also, we'll read some of your instant messages. I got accused of being somebody called me a Republican in disguise, and then I should go over to KOA or KNUS. I'll read you some of those contentious instant messages after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, fender bender, westbound I-70, right around Brighton Boulevard. Seeing delays back around Colorado Boulevard. Speed's going to be in the 20s and 30s in that stretch. Things loosening up a little bit on I-25, but we do have a few areas of some jams. Northbounders, Bellevue to Yale, again from Downing Street up to 6th Avenue. The southbounders, going to see it from 104th to 84th, I-70 past Spear, and again from University up to around Hamden. Also some slower traffic westbound Turnpike there in Broomfield, Sheridan up to Wadsworth. Also got a crash westbound C-470 at I-70, and a crash on the ramp from eastbound I-70 to Peoria. A new one on the surface streets at University and Jewell. Forecast mostly cloudy and cold. Very small chance for afternoon rain showers or flurries. Highs in the low to mid-40s. Right now, 29 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Pearle Vision, where they do things differently to make your eye care experience a whole lot better. Like being upfront about costs, so there's no surprises at the register, and taking time to help you understand your insurance coverage. Visit pearlvision.com to learn more. Pearle Vision, clearly different.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
I've got a 1040, not so easy. It makes no sense to me. A W-2, 1099, so many forms, so little time. Federal, state, FICA, they take my money. Who the heck are they? The paperwork is such a mess. Will I owe the IRS? Somebody help me.
eFile.com is here to help you. Prepare and e-file your taxes now at eFile.com. Start with the free federal edition. Faster refunds at eFile.com.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking about
savings.
Hey, Flo. I'd love to save on my car insurance, but I don't know where to start.
You start right here. We'll compare our Progressive Direct rate to other top companies so you get a great price.
You'd do that for me?
Just for you and everyone else.
Everyone!
While you're online, check out Progressive.com today for a free quote. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Or community night. Visit solarips.com/KKZN for details or call 303-443-0015. Call 303-443-0015 for details or visit solarips.com/KKZN.
How much could you be saving on car insurance? $300, $400, $500? There's a real easy way to find out. Just go to geico.com or call 1-800-974-AUTO.
My husband's always had dark circles under his eyes. He blames his dad for that. But then his work stress and schedule made them even more noticeable. To add to the problem, he didn't want to use some fancy eye cream made for women. That's why I got him Hydralyze.
Hydralyze is a scientific breakthrough that isn't fancy, it's effective. Developed by a plastic surgeon, Hydralyze visibly erases dark circles and bags, whether they're due to heredity, aging, or fatigue. If the man in your life has dark under-eye circles or bags, do him a favor and call in the next 10 minutes for a free trial of Hydralyze. The number is 1-800-400-5797.
My husband didn't think he had any options. Now he has the solution.
Men and women who've tried clinically proven Hydralyze are amazed at the dramatic results. If you know someone suffering from dark under-eye circles and bags, call in the next 10 minutes for a risk-free trial of Hydralyze. That's a free trial at 1-800-400-5797. 1-800-400-5797.
Save money with Bargain Watch at am760.net. Get a $1,400 Raccoon Creek Golf Course VIP card for only $195. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at am760.net.
Never let your lips go naked. Because if you want healthy lips, you need to slip on something soft, like ChapStick Moisturizer. Slide on something luscious and smooth, like ChapStick Cherry. Or try on something completely natural, like ChapStick 100% Natural. For a healthy look and feel every day, ChapStick. Because healthy lips should never go naked. Use as directed.
Who's buying the booze? You are! Who's buying the food? You are! And who's trying to buy your vote? You are!
The slogan. Is that the big slogan on the minds of Americans? Vote none of the above. Is that what happened yesterday in Massachusetts? I think so. I think Democrats had it coming to them. I wasn't rooting for it to happen, but I think that's what happened, that people said, we don't like corporatism. We don't like corporatism from either party. Getting a lot of your instant messages here. AM760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. I mean, we are filling up with instant messages here. I'll just read a couple. David, what happened in Massachusetts last night is the same thing that happened in the 2008 presidential election. People voted for change. Both parties should realize that this is a rise in populism. That was from Gail. Let's go to a couple more here. Dave, we need to get rid of career senators and representatives. Until that happens, we'll have these bought and paid for whores. P.S. I agree with you about the loss of your friends. I won't be compromised. Get better friends, Dave. I have. I'm just telling people that I've had to defriend some people in my real life because they are upset that I'm not towing the Democratic Party line. I'm saying that, you know, I think the Democrats have left their New Deal and Great Society roots. David, agree. Principles before party. This needs to be a wake-up call for all Dems. That's Josh in Castle Rock. Your ranting caller needs to understand that our disappointment is so intense because our hopes were so high. I believe this group of Democrats would be different and better. The only difference between Republicans and Democrats, when Republicans have power, they know how to use it. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Manny in Denver. Manny, you're on AM760.
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
All right, man.
Hey, man, first of all, I just want to encourage you, man. You're doing the right thing, man. And I remember a couple of days ago, it was probably yesterday, where you were talking about why you do this, and you were so depressed about it, you know what I mean? And the reason why you do it is to encourage people like us to keep thinking critically about what's going on around us.
That's absolutely right. And you know, I think that I just want to add to that for just by saying this.
which is that if I go home every day and I make one or two people think and say, you know what, we don't have to take orders from politicians. We the people get to give the orders. That's what is the genius of this country. If I can make one or two people think that, you know, every day, then that gives me a little sense that I'm doing at least somewhat of a good job.
Exactly, because you plant a seed and it's going to grow. And for me, you know, I went through a similar thing with one of my friends. He's in the banking industry, and you know, we're talking about the role of the bank and the role of corporatism, because I cannot stand how the corporate world is taking over. Like, they literally are, and it's like people don't get that in their heads. I mean, day to day, you know, I had to stop listening to CNN and just start tuning into AM 760 just because I was so tired. But, you know, I have to go back and listen because I got to see what's going on outside in the world. You know, I even have to turn on Fox, you know what I'm saying, just to broaden my vision of what America is listening to. So
And this is the thing, man, this takeover. And again, my book in 2000, a couple of years ago, 2000, what was it, 2006, I guess.
Well, I want to buy it.
Yeah, it's called Hostile Takeover, How
okay.
Big Money and Corruption Conquered Our Government and How We Take It Back. And I think you don't have to be a Republican. You don't have to be a Democrat, a liberal, a conservative. I don't care what you are.
Yeah.
Regular people, I think, are figuring out that the government has been taken over, and that this is what is the fundamental problem, right? George Bush, he took over the government on behalf of the super wealthy, the oil industry, I mean, taxpayer money to corporate welfare, Halliburton, et cetera, et cetera. And we thought we voted for change, and change has simply meant, at least for the first year, and look, it may get better, but I think a lot of people think, well, that change just means that Democrats have taken the government and said, we're just going to give money to a couple different interests. We're going to give money to healthcare companies and the drug companies and the banks. But what people are voting for change from is not which private interest the government should be giving money to. People are saying, we want a change where the government says the government's job is not to simply enrich the already rich.
Exactly. Exactly. I couldn't agree with you more. And I just have a huge problem with the fact that, you know, the founding fathers, you know, it was written in the Constitution, that, you know, that, corporate, entities could not, bribe, you know, basically is what it is, you know, campaign contributions are bribes, and it used to be where, corporations and big businesses couldn't do that. You know, and I know recently it was changed to where.
And there's a new Supreme Court ruling coming down the pike that might make it even worse. Look, you're absolutely right. Just because it's legal doesn't mean it's not bribery. And that's why, you know, we talked about yesterday a ballot initiative here in this state to publicly finance elections. Campaign finance reform is a key part of what's going on, or the lack of campaign finance reform is a key part of what's going on. And Manny, I really appreciate the call. And, you know, some days I'm down, some days I'm up, like I'm sure everybody else out there is. Today, I'm actually not in that bad of a mood because I'm hopeful that this is a big wake-up call. Hey, thanks for the call, man. I really appreciate it. Let's go to Don in Wheat Ridge. Don, you're on AM 760.
Hey, David, three cheers for David Sirota. You didn't go along with the party line that half a loaf is better than none. It's really a great thing, David, and I see it in Tom Hartman and Ed Schultz, too, but you came out loud and clear that it's the country that counts, not the party.
That's exactly right. And, you know, the thing is that's frustrated me so much, Don, I got to tell you something, it really just frustrates me. I watched some of the coverage last night, right? And I'm not going to name names, but you see some of these Democratic pundits out there saying that, oh, you know, basically making apologies for this, saying, oh, this isn't really a referendum, or this was just a bad candidate in Massachusetts. And this is what I'm talking about. Let's be honest with each other. This, to lose a Massachusetts Senate race, to lose the seat that Ted Kennedy held, this is a referendum. This is the country, this is independent voters and Democratic voters saying this is not acceptable, that the posture of Democratic corporatism is not okay. And again, if that is what it takes to get the Democrats to get the message, then you know what? We will look back on today, we'll look back on last night's election, and say, you know what? In the long run, that was a good thing. I wasn't rooting for it, but maybe in the long run, last night will be a good thing. Hey, thanks for the call, man. 851 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Let's get a traffic update with Captain Turk.
Thanks to Russ Middleton, who let us know about this accident. Northbound Santa Fe, approaching I-25 there right after Mississippi. Also got crashes on the ramp from eastbound I-70 to Peoria and at University and Jewell. Just cleaned up that crash westbound I-70 at Brighton Boulevard. People are moving a little better there from Colorado down towards downtown Denver. Also busy still westbound Turnpike, Sheridan to Wadsworth, same deal on 25, both approaches into downtown. Forecast, mostly cloudy and cold, a high of 45. Right now we're at 30 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Remember your Western spirit? Find it at the National Western Stock Show now through the 24th. There's something for everyone. Buy your tickets today. NationalWestern.com, 1-888-551-5004, or at any King Supers. The National Western Stock Show. Don't miss it.
Hi, I'm Scott O'Sullivan of the O'Sullivan Law Firm. There are things that you need to know if you were hurt in an accident. First, get your car to safety. Second, call 911. Third, get the other driver's name, number, and insurance information. Fourth, get all the witnesses' information. And finally, take pictures of the scene. For more tips on what to do after an accident, find me at O'Sullivan-Law-Firm.com. That's O'Sullivan-Law-Firm.com. Or call me at 303-388-5304.
Hey folks, Ed Schultz here. Say thanks for listening to AM 760 in Colorado. Say, are you a coffee drinker? Well, try mine. Big Eddie's Hawaiian Coffee Beans and Help the Vets. I can't go without coffee in the morning. Here's a great way to help the veterans. $3 of every bag purchased goes to post-traumatic stress disorder counseling for the veterans through IAVA. USACoffeeCompany.com. I'll give you a toll-free number as well. 100% Hawaiian coffee made in USA. You'll love the flavor. It's great coffee, and you can help the vets. Six bags will get you free shipping. 1-866-581-0667. www.usacoffeecompany.com. They've got the 1-800 number right there on the website. USA Coffee Company supports this radio station and Progressive Talk. Enjoy your favorite talk shows with a great cup of coffee from USA Coffee Company and help the vets. 1-866-581-0667. That's www.usacoffeecompany.com. Order today.
People's names and where you put your keys and glasses, Norostin's all-natural ingredients can help dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration. See for yourself. Try it risk-free now. Start improving your memory now. Call in the next 10 minutes to try all-natural Norostin before you buy it. Supplies are limited, so get your free trial now at 1-800-600-8199. Phone lines will be open for the next 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-600-8199.
Please stay tuned for a free weight loss offer following this story.
I gained my weight after I had my first child, and within a year, I gained like 150 pounds. For 20 years, I tried everything, you know, from different diets, exercising. One time I seen a friend, and when I seen her, she was slim. So I said, how did you do that? You know, how did you get so skinny so fast? And she was like, right-size smoothies. So that's when I decided to try right-size smoothies. And when I first started, the first 30 days, I lost 30 pounds. And by the time I hit a year, I lost 143 pounds. When I look in the mirror, I see a beautiful person now. I love the Right Size Smoothies. It's the best thing that happened to me.
If you would like to try Right Size Smoothies for free, call now for a free 2-week supply. If you don't lose the weight, you'll never pay for the smoothies. Call 1-800-900-3967. 1-800-900-3967. That's 1-800-900-3967.
Hey folks, Ed Schultz here. Say thanks for listening to AM 760 in Colorado. Say, are you a coffee drinker? Well, try mine. Big Eddie's Hawaiian Coffee Beans and Help the Vets. I can't go without coffee in the morning. Here's a great way to help the veterans. $3 of every bag purchased goes to post-traumatic stress disorder counseling for the veterans through IAVA. USACoffeeCompany.com. I'll give you a toll-free number as well. 100% Hawaiian coffee made in USA. You'll love the flavor. It's great coffee, and you can help the vets. Six bags will get you free shipping. 1-866-581-0667. www.usacoffeecompany.com. They've got the 1-800 number right there on the website. USA Coffee Company supports this radio station and Progressive Talk. Enjoy your favorite talk shows with a great cup of coffee from USA Coffee Company and help the vets. 1-866-581-0667. That's www.usacoffeecompany.com. Order today.
You see what happens, Larry? You see what happens when you... What happens? see what happens, Larry?
Do you see what happens, Democrats? Is this going to be a wake-up call, the Massachusetts Senate race? Is it a wake-up call? And is it a referendum, which I think it is, on Democratic corporatism? Not on liberalism, but on Democrats taking the government and using it to siphon money to private interests. I don't think that's conservative. I don't think that's liberal. I think that's corporatist. What do you think? Was it a referendum on that? 303-713-7600 will go to Jane in Westminster. Jane, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, David.
Morning.
I attended Andrew Romanoff's press conference yesterday, and what I'm concluding is I think he represents a challenge to stratified party politics. For me, his candidacy offers an opportunity for those, well, maybe like me, who believe candidates should be forwarded by us, not just loaded onto our ballot without our input.
And, you know, he made that point in the interview, I'm sure, if you hadn't heard it. He made exactly that point, that we need to restore democracy in the Democratic Party, in the local Colorado Democratic Party, and I think his primary challenge represents that. By the way, no matter whether you're for Michael Bennett or Andrew Romanoff, I just think a good primary process is good for democracy. Okay, after the national news, we're going to get an update from the nation's Richard Kim on the stories about Haiti that you're not hearing about how American foreign policy has played a role in Haiti's demise. And then we will get back to your calls and your emails about the Massachusetts Senate race. I know the phones are teeming and so are the instant messages. We'll get back to it after the national news.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand on AM760.net.
60 minutes.
CBS News.
Face the nation.
Stay informed with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and AM760.net.
Oh, on the green. Nice shot.
Oh, thanks. I didn't see you there.
Hi, I'm your local Geico agent.
Oh, that's cool. Do you want to play through?
No, I'm not here to play golf.
You're not?
No, I'm here to help you save money on your car insurance.
Save my car right now?
Well, whenever you're ready. I'm local, so if you want Geico's famous low rates but want some personal service, I'm never far away.
Okay.
Oh, here, I even brought you an extra pair of socks.
An extra pair of socks?
Yeah, you know, in case you get a hole in one.
That's good. That's very thoughtful.
If you ever need help saving money on car insurance, have questions about your policy, or just want a free rate quote, your local GEICO agent is always close by.
Your local GEICO office can help insure more than just your car. They can help you with your motorcycle, boat, homeowners, renters, and other insurance products. For a free rate quote, call 303-798-3939 today. That's 303-798-3939. Or visit your local GEICO office at 15271 East Mississippi Avenue in Aurora.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. It's time for Senate Democrats to regroup as they work out a strategy for dealing with health care reform in the wake of yesterday's stunning special Senate election victory in Massachusetts by Republican Scott Brown. Let's go live to Capitol Hill and CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
The leaders of the House and Senate say they won't give up on the health reform bill. They've been working on for almost a year with a final version almost finished. Top Democrats say they will find a way to get it done, but they have not figured out how, with Republicans now able to filibuster the bill in the Senate. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says they're now in the driver's seat.
The voters have spoken. They want a course correction. We should listen to them.
Democrats still have a healthy majority, but are on the defensive and scrambling to regroup. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
The man President Obama's picked to run the Transportation Security Administration has taken himself out of the running. In a statement, Errol Southers blamed Senate opponents he says are pushing a political agenda. Some Republicans, led by Senator Jim DeMint, were worried Southers might try to unionize the security force. Politico's Alex Burns says this case is illustrative.
It does show you that a single concerted opponent in the Senate, like Jim DeMint, who placed a hold on Southers' nomination, can really make an impact.
Just what Haiti didn't need, a magnitude 6.1 aftershock jolted the country this morning, 8 days after as many as 200,000 people were killed by a massive earthquake. The pace of relief is picking up, but CBS News correspondent Peter King says on the streets of Port-au-Prince, there's a hostile mood.
I have always hesitated to use the phrase war zone in any report I've ever done from a disaster zone, but if anything ever fits that, this is it, because the looks on people's faces are mean and angry. menacing.
The U.S. is sending in more ships to aid in the relief effort, including one vessel that could help clear the port of debris. The Virginia couple who crashed a state dinner at the White House in November are refusing to answer questions on Capitol Hill. Michaela and Tarek Salahi were called to appear this morning before the House Homeland Security Committee, but both responded to questioning in the same way.
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully serve my rights, remain silent, and decline to answer your question.
The Salahi's attorney has defended the couple's appearance, saying they believe they had an invitation. We want to live longer and healthier. American Heart Association President Dr. Clyde Yancey says his organization has just published its list of tips.
But we call them the Simple Seven. It's seven steps that will help any person attain a healthier life.
They are staying away from cigarettes, staying slender, exercising, eating a healthy diet, and keeping cholesterol, blood pressure, and blood sugar under control. On Wall Street, a downturn today. The Dow is down 176 points, NASDAQ off 42, and the S&P 500 down 17. This is CBS News.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there is powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe with monthly payments you can afford. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-400-0907. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-400-0907. That's 1-800-400-0907. 1-800-400-0907.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. A statement on musician Charlie Daniels' website says the 73-year-old fiddler guitarist is recovering from a mild stroke he suffered while snowmobiling in Colorado. The statement says Daniels suffered the stroke Friday and was treated at a hospital in Durango. He was then airlifted to a Denver hospital and released on Sunday. Former DNC Chairman Howard Dean will debate Republican strategist Karl Rove at CU next month. The February 15th event at the school's Mackey Auditorium in Boulder will be moderated by CU Chancellor Phil DeStefano. Rove and Dean are expected to debate a number of issues, including health care and education reform. A Denver school secretary who was fired for putting masking tape over an unruly student's mouth has made a plea deal with the Denver DA. 46-year-old Jennifer Carter pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor count of child abuse. In exchange for that plea, the DA dropped a charge of false imprisonment.
She did go to immediate sentencing and has been sentenced to an 18-month deferred judgment.
Lynn Kimbrough with the DA's office says if Carter stays out of trouble, her record will be wiped clean. In sports, the Avs are off tonight. The Nuggets play Golden State on the road. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Watch out for some delays over that elevated stretch of I-70. We're getting word of a new crash that occurred right around Washington. They mopped up a wreck on the westbound side of I-70 near Brighton, but it's still a little bit sluggish as you're making your way towards I-25. Surface street accidents, University and Jewell should be out of your way shortly. Same deal with one that occurred northbound Santa Fe on that approach to I-25. In the high country, they've dropped the chain laws for eastbound I-70 over Vail Pass, as well as that approach to the Eisenhower Tunnel. Quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the mid-40s today. Currently, it is 29 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snow plows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snow plows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly, and plow far and wide, very wide. Slow down when approaching a snow plow. They're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snow plows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
We've been talking a lot about the Massachusetts Senate race, obviously. Also, controversial comments from John Hickenlooper. First, he said that he wants more business people in government. Then he says he's not going to do any tax reform. And then yesterday, attacking basic environmental regulations from the Ritter administrations and Democrats in the state legislature. Environmental regulations on the oil and gas industry. We've been discussing that. Is this, all of this, is this the Democratic Party in the throes of corporatism? Was the Massachusetts election a referendum on corporatism? Is John Hickenlooper a corporatist Democrat? And have you had enough? That's been the topic of discussion. Some people criticizing me. I'm getting a lot of screaming on our instant messages, a lot of positive comments on our instant messages. We heard a lot of callers on all sides of the issue. One caller even saying that I'm a Republican. But before we get back to that, I wanted to take just a few minutes here and talk a little bit about the situation in Haiti in a different way than I think that you've probably heard in the mainstream media. I mean, we've been hearing in the mainstream media, and we discussed this a couple days ago. I've been bothered by the fact that most of the media coverage seems to be, there's something voyeuristic about it. It's kind of what I've heard some analysts call a disaster porn. That we are looking at the televisual pornography in a voyeuristic way. You know, I feel like Anderson Cooper on CNN, he's got like just a closet full of those black t-shirts that he just can't wait to put on and then run to any disaster area to see it, to get himself photographed in front of a disaster. And the tragedy is that if you only look at an issue like what happened in Haiti as disaster porn, you don't get to the deeper story of what's been going on in Haiti for years. And so joining us now is senior editor at The Nation magazine, Richard Kim, who has a piece about what has really been going on in Haiti before the earthquake and why it should concern us. And Richard, I really appreciate you taking the time. Let's just start out with the history of Haiti. I mean, what about the history of Haiti should we know when we look at this earthquake? What about the history of Haiti is relevant to this earthquake?
Well, you know, Haiti was the first free black republic. It achieved independence in 1804, and it was really punished for that throughout its entire history. In 1825, the French demanded, they had an embargo on Haiti that the U.S. complied with. Thomas Jefferson helped with that. And they demanded that Haiti compensate the former slave owners. This is reparations slaves paid to their masters. And this was in the sum of 150 million francs. And Haiti spent 122 years repaying this debt that then went through French banks, British banks, German banks, U.S. banks. They paid, in 2003, it would have been some $21 billion over 122 years to these Western banks. And that totally impoverished Haiti for much of the 19th century. At one point, they were paying 80% of their national budget just to service the loans.
And let me stop you there, because I think, it sounds, when I read your piece, I was like, sure, it's tragic that Haiti had to pay back these debts, but they were, you know, ancient history. And then you realize that debt was saddling the country for more than a century. And then you start to get an idea of why Haiti was has been so poor. And the reason I think people need to understand why Haiti's poverty is important to the what happened in the earthquake, and you, Richard, correct me if I'm wrong, but at least some of the death toll and destruction in Haiti comes from the fact that the society is so poor that its basic infrastructure was not really the kind of infrastructure that could that would have done a better job of resisting an earthquake.
Absolutely. I mean, the malnutrition, the deforestation, the lack of food, the gutted public infrastructure, these are the consequences, really, of the structural adjustments that were made in Haiti in the 1990s. Through the IMF, the World Bank, and the Clinton administration. So the sort of impoverishment of Haiti recently, actually, is a consequence of this. And, David, I actually have news to break on your show.
Excellent.
which is that the IMF just called me, just emailed me actually, and in response to my article and also the sort of outcry that has erupted, they have now announced that the new IMF loan that they released to Haiti last week is going to come without any conditions. Also, they have made a verbal commitment to try to immediately forgive this debt. This is unprecedented, I think, in IMF history.
Now,
they announced a loan.
Let's
going to forgive it.
Let's explain what that means. Because to listeners, I mean, people need to understand that the IMF gives out loans, and that with those loans come some very draconian strings attached. They say to countries, you can have this loan, you have to pay it back, and also, as a consequence of this loan, you've got to do some things and a lot of things that are really bad. So when you say that that the IMF is now giving this loan without strings, no conditions, give us some examples of what kind of conditions they usually attach to the loans like this.
Right. Well, in Haiti's case, the IMF actually had $165 million of loans existing to them before the earthquake. And some of the conditions that attached to that were that they had to basically cap public employees' salaries. There would be no wage increases for public employees except those making minimum wage. They had to reduce electricity rates. They had to keep inflation low. They had to, make these kinds of structural adjustments. And actually, those are actually less draconian than some of the other adjustments that Haiti was forced to do in the 90s, which included, reducing tariffs on imports, really keeping down wages across the board, selling off, privatizing parts of their public infrastructure, including the telephone service. So those are conditions that are generally attached. What is really fascinating here is that in a response, I think, to the sort of public pressure against the shock doctrine, basically, in Haiti, they have said that this loan will have no conditions attached to it. Now, the IMF does make some loans that don't have conditions or very many conditions, and those are through what is called the Rapid Credit Facility. And that is not what the loan was made for in this case. The new $100 million loan was made for in this case, although it now appears, and I'm not really sure how they're going to do this, they've exempted this amount from the conditions on the previous loan.
Now, what's so amazing about this, and again, it's on the line with us is Richard Kim, the senior editor at The Nation magazine. It's 14 after the hour. We're talking about the story behind the Haiti story, behind the disaster porn, as some analysts have called it, the real story of Haiti. Let's just talk in numbers here about, Haiti's, you've made the case, and it's a very substantive case, that a huge amount of the reason Haiti is so impoverished is because of these foreign debts that have been going on off and on for the last two centuries. Let's talk just in numbers so people get an idea of this. I mean, I read on the CIA World Factbook that Haiti's entire GDP is $11 billion, and maybe even less than that, which is, of course, half. The whole country's GDP is half of what Goldman Sachs is paying out in just bonuses to its executives this year. So with that number in mind, when we talk about, okay, Haiti's still got this crushing debt, how much do they owe, just to give us a sense of how little it would be to simply forgive those debts?
Right. Well, I think right now the entire debt that Haiti owes to various, the IMF, the Inter-American Development Bank, other countries like Venezuela and Taiwan, is about $891 million.
Million with an M.
Million with an M. And, I don't know what the Goldman Sachs bonuses were this year.
It's about $20 billion.
Yeah, well, there you go. So, basically 1/20th of that sum is what Haiti owes. And for Haiti, this is actually a crippling amount of debt, not just now, but for the next generation, really, as they're trying to recover from this devastating earthquake. Haiti is set to make at least $10 million of payments just to the IMF in the next year. That is not a lot. That's not even a lot for one New York banker. But for Haiti, that is a tremendous amount of money that should be freed up immediately to help the reconstruction.
So when people key into this story, and there's a lot of talk, the big action alert from the media, the traditional media, has been, give to charity, give to rescue and relief efforts, and I think those are good. I did it myself. I know a lot of other people have done that, and I think that's a good thing. But the political call to action, if you were President Richard Kim, what should our government do right now beyond the simple, sending our Marines down there? What are the political, longer-term policies that could be enacted today to help finally get Haiti out of the mess that it's in?
Right. Well, first, I think that the U.S. should pressure the IMF to relieve very quickly the entire remaining debt that it has on Haiti. It also needs to pressure the Inter-American Development Bank, which has almost $500 million of loans out to Haiti, and the U.S. has a 30% share on that board. Caribbean nations and Latin American nations have slightly over 50% share. So those countries can vote simply to relieve the debt. This would be an enormous step forward and really free up Haiti to spend its money on its people. You spoke about the Marines that the U.S. is sending down there. I think it's also very important not to militarize the situation in Port-au-Prince. There are some troubling reports coming out of there that they really locked down the airport and made it very difficult. Doctors at Borders has now said that there are 5 airplanes carrying tons of medical equipment that they have been unable to land. Other planes carrying security personnel have been able to land in Port-au-Prince. There's a lot of conflicting reports, but I think it's really important that the Obama administration not militarize the situation and really send out the message that our troops are there really for humanitarian purposes exclusively.
My last question for you, again on the line with us, senior editor at The Nation, Richard Kim. He wrote a compelling piece about the stories not being covered in the Haiti earthquake, the story of why Haiti is so poor. Of course, the stories that the mainstream traditional media wasn't covering, you know, the day before, the week before, the month before, the year before the earthquake. All of a sudden, the media seems to care because you've got disaster porn down there. And I'm not saying it's necessarily a bad thing that it's raised our awareness to give to the rescue and relief effort. But there is a bigger story about what has gone wrong, why Haiti is one of the top 50 poorest nations in the world and the only of the top 50 in the Western Hemisphere, of course, right in the shadow of one of the richest countries, or the richest country in the world, the United States. And I just want to ask one final technical question here. You said Haiti's got about $890 million of debt outstanding, foreign debt, and this cripples the society. $890 million is a big chunk of its $11 billion GDP. What is the resistance from international financial institutions like the IMF, like the Inter-American Development Bank, to relieving such a small amount of debt? I mean, is there a fear that if we relieve Haiti's debt, then we got to relieve other countries' debt, and we're creating sort of an incentive for countries to be impoverished to get out of their debt? Is that the fear?
Right. Well, you know, first of all, I do have to note that last year Haiti had about $1.2 billion of debt relieved from the IMF and other international institutions. So the $891 million is a really huge reduction from what it owed last year. And that's a good sign, and we should encourage that. I do think there's a certain amount of paternalism that's going on here, though. The World Bank, the IMF, Western nations, they want to still control Haiti's democracy, really. And this is, you know, on the backs of successive military interventions the U.S. has made in Haiti throughout the 20th
century. Why is that? I mean, is Haiti particularly a strategic location, or is it just the sort of general thrust towards international imperialism? Why, if there is that paternalism there, why is it so powerful?
Well, Haiti was a very important strategic location for trade, Caribbean trade, throughout the 19th century. I think, in recent times, it really has been a laboratory for a lot of the structural adjustment policies that have been pursued. There are also, I have to note, huge textile interests that work in Haiti. Large cell phone companies, Digicel, is based in Haiti and it's the largest private employer. So we talk about Haiti being impoverished, but there actually are resources there that business interests do want to control, and I think it'll be very important to look at what role they have in Haiti's reconstruction.
Well, Richard Kim, again, of The Nation. You can find his work at thenation.com. We've linked to his story at am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. Please come back again as this story unfolds. I mean, this is going to be months and months of this, and we will be watching it closely and, of course, watching it to see if the shock doctrinaires get down into Haiti. Thank you so much for your reporting and taking the time this morning.
Thank you.
Good talking to you. 9:21 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we'll get back to the discussion about the Massachusetts Senate race. What does it mean? Will it be a wake-up call? And are you done? Because that was on the tip of my tongue yesterday. I'm done. I'm done with this.
D-U-N, done.
I am not going to be complicit in continuing to propagandize for, and not that I propagandize, but I'm not going to continue pushing or supporting a party in lockstep. I'll support different candidates, but in lockstep, a Democratic Party that seems to have departed from its New Deal and Great Society roots, putting forward a vision of government as corporatism, right? It's taking taxpayer money and giving it to the private health and drug companies, giving it to the Wall Street banks. That is not government. That is corporatism. And I think that's what the Massachusetts election was a referendum on. And I think you're seeing the rise of corporatism right here in Colorado. We had on David O. Williams of the Colorado Independent about John Hickenlooper now going to bat for the oil and gas industry. At what point do we say enough is enough? 303-713-7600 is the number. What do you make of the Massachusetts Senate race? You think I'm right or wrong? You can also instant message us, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. We're getting a bunch of your emails, some of them negative, some of them positive. I got called a Republican this morning. I mean, Turk, let me throw it to you and just ask you this question.
Yeah, man.
Are you at the point where you're like, I'm done?
I mean, I've been there for a few months.
Just like...
I mean, there's a few candidates I'll step behind, and, you know, I mean... I like Ed Perlmutter a lot.
Yeah, I like Ed Perlmutter, you know? Too.
And I like Diana DeGette a lot.
I like her, too.
I don't know Mayor Hickenlooper that well. I don't know him on a personal level like I do Diana DeGette and Ed Perlmutter. But, yeah, man, I'm done. I'm at the point where I'm, like, done with all of them. I'm done with politics in general, dude. And it's kind of weird, like, working in a political talk show because it's just, like, there's no way to get away from it. It is so important. It's like I'm done, but...
I'm done, but you can't be done. I'm like, I'm done.
Double-edged sword,
but I can't be done, and I think a lot of people are feeling like that, and I think it's okay, and I got to tell you something. I think one thing to remember is at every moment in history that we've seen great change, I think people have felt exactly that way. I guess not to use too much of a cliche.
I thought we felt that way in November of 2008.
Well, that's right. And not to use too much of a cliche, but it's always darkest before the dawn.
And I don't blame Obama. It's the whole system. It's the whole system.
I don't not blame Obama. I'll put it this way. I think you're right. I think he's partly to blame. The Democratic Congress is partly to blame. Obviously, the Republicans are to blame. It's a system-wide problem. But I got to say, the Democrats control every lever of government at this moment. So they share more of the blame because at some level they are making a choice. And the issue is to get them to make different choices. And I think hopefully if there's a silver lining to this Massachusetts Senate race, maybe it will somehow jar them into making a different choice. After the break, a Democratic congressman, I'm just getting this across the wire, a Democratic congressman, the first one to say that President Obama's lack of leadership on health care is what has killed the health care bill. He's saying the health care bill is dead. I'll fill you in on that after a traffic update.
I wonder who that is.
John
to find out. Got some busy traffic heading towards Boulder on the turnpike from Sheridan to Wadsworth. Speeds in the 30s there. Same deal on 25 heading into downtown after I-70. Two crashes on the radar. Eastbound I-70 at Washington. That's a new one. Also still clean up this three-car crash northbound Santa Fe approaching I-25. Forecast mostly cloudy. Small chance for afternoon rain showers or flurries. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen mostly to the south of the metro. Highs in the low to mid-40s. Right now, 30 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Toyota. If you're doing any home improvements, you'd be crazy not to check out Buy and Build. I found this place after hearing about them on the radio, and everything they say is true. They have incredible deals, way cheaper than anywhere else I've ever looked. Cabinets, flooring, countertops, sinks, faucets, and toilets. My wife and I have fallen in love with Buy and Build. You will too. You'll get great deals and a vast selection. 4800 Washington Street, 303-295-6022, or buyandbuild.net.
Kevin Richards just sent his identity out shopping.
Hello? Hey, Kev. It's me, your identity.
Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah. The retailer is sending the stuff.
Good. What? Did you talk to strangers?
No. But I met a nice group of guys from Russia.
Oh, you didn't tell them anything, did you?
No. Yes, I did.
What?
Everything.
Oh, I'm gonna...
Wondering where your identity goes? Get Identity Guard Total Protection. Total Protection scans activity regarding your identity, keeping you in the know 24/7. And if anything happens, Identity Guard's $1 million of loss reimbursement insurance and professional response team will help make things right. It's protection no matter where your identity goes. Identity Guard, making it okay to trust again.
Wait a second, Kev. What's that, Yuri? Yuri would like to come visit.
No, Yuri!
Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Or call 303-443-0015. Call 303-443-0015 for details or visit solarips.com/KKZN.
Now this is the place that I was telling you about. It's real f***ed up.
That's the kind of thing that probably describes America right now. A place that's real messed up. That's right. That's from Coming to America. One of my favorite quotes. What do you make of the Massachusetts Senate race? Do you agree with me that this is not a referendum on liberalism? It's not a referendum on conservatism. It's a referendum on corporatism. That Democrats have radically redefined their vision of government as an institution that simply hands over taxpayer money to the biggest and most wealthy private corporations, the banks, the insurance companies, the drug companies. And that the way to fight this off politically is for them to go back to their New Deal roots, where government meant things like financial regulations, where government meant things like the most popular programs like Social Security and Medicare. Because you're hearing senators now say, no, we got to move, Democratic senators, no, we got to move to the right. I mean, am I crazy, or is the worst thing the Democrats could do right now is make the health care bill more of an insurance industry giveaway? Politically, forget about the policy. Am I crazy in thinking that the worst thing Democrats could do is give more money to Wall Street? I mean, I think that's the last thing that Democrats should do. Now, as I said before the break, this just off the wire, one leading House Democrat is now publicly blaming the White House for the likely death of health care legislation, arguing that President Obama never forcefully made the case for reform. Congressman Anthony Weiner, the senior Democrat from New York, told the Huffington Post on Tuesday evening that with some difficulty, he believed that passing a bill in the immediate future was not likely to happen. And the big problem, he insists, was that House Democrats no longer believed that the rest of their agenda was contingent on health care's passage and that the White House had not pushed hard enough. Strong words from a senior Democratic lawmaker, who, by the way, as far as I know, is a single-payer proponent. So he wasn't saying that and cheering this on. Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. We'll go to the phones right now. Denny in Boulder County. Denny, you're on AM760.
David, way back at the beginning of the program, you did your solo on how difficult it is. And, you know, I'm glad you're in a good mood. I've had it for well over a year. I've had it. I changed my registration. I've been a lifelong Democrat. Changed to unaffiliated. You can't be independent in Colorado. You have to
right.
be unaffiliated
right.
because of the just lack of lack of values, and you've nailed it. You know, they're going to where the money is. You know, the big money started to give money to the Democrats during Bush's term because they could tell, you know, that people were really wanting change and dissatisfied, and they weren't going to get it from the Republicans. There was some hope that maybe they could, well, the big donors, they don't want any change.
No, of course they don't want any change. I mean, they want the status quo. The health insurance companies, drug companies, Wall Street, they're making huge money. And the thing is that I find so disingenuous, right? I mean, what really, really bothers me is just how disingenuous it's really been. I mean, and let me give you a couple examples here. I mean, the in the last 5 days of the Massachusetts election, the White House came out with this tiny little tax proposal on banks. Now, it's a tiny step. It's a good step. But it's like, where have you been? Right? You're going to put out this teeny little tax 5 days before an election, then go up to Massachusetts and campaign on it. It looks so ham-handed and so sort of political. Like, you're just telegraphing that you don't really believe in it when you sort of, when you do it in such a ham-handed kind of way. I mean, the Obama administration and the Democrats have had a year now. And I know everyone said, well, we got to be patient. I'm not saying I necessarily expected the health care bill to pass it immediately. What I'm asking for is the good old college try. And I think people have sensed that they are not giving it the good old college try, and that when Democrats basically do these pandering moves at the last minute, it just sort of confirms that they're not operating from a position of principle, that they're operating from a position of political expediency. I mean, we talk about this Hickenlooper issue, right? Hickenlooper attacking environmentalists for passing tough oil and gas rules. You know, and I told people at the beginning of this broadcast, I'm having problems with some friends out there, some of my personal friends. I've had to defriend some people because they say, you don't talk about John Hickenlooper doing bad things because he's a Democrat and we got to make him win. We got to have him win. And I was talking about the environmental regulations, and this friend of mine who's a Democrat said, well, you know, it's a politically smart move. Because it allows him to look conservative. And I am sick and tired of Democrats only operating out of a position of quote-unquote politically expedient. I find it insulting that Hickenlooper would attack environmentalists out of political expedience. I don't even think it's politically expedient. I also find it grotesque that President Obama tried to portray the health care bill without a public option as somehow, remember he said, oh, this is a bill that challenges the insurance industry. The insurance industry is cheering this on.
Absolutely.
I think that people have caught on, right? They've said, you know what? You fooled me once with George Bush. Shame on you. Fool me twice. Shame on me. And I think that's what this voter anger is really in an election arena, what it's really all about.
I heard a little piece about Martha Coakley, and nobody picked it up, but that she had taken a great deal of money either from Big Pharma or Big Insurance. And, you know, I'm tired. I've had it.
Yeah, and
I've had Obama's sellouts to Wall Street, Big Pharma, and the health insurance industry, which you earlier referred to as health care industry.
The health insurance industry.
It's not health care industry at all. It's health insurance. It's for-profit health insurance, and be damned with health care.
No, that's right. And I think, you know, I think that's the sentiment that a lot of people are feeling. I mean, I said I would boil it down to a bumper sticker if I had a reason to. And the bumper sticker would simply say, where's my bailout? Where's not even my bailout? Because I don't want to engage the me culture. So when I mean where's my bailout, I mean where's our bailout, right? The fat cats are getting bailed out. And I think the country is saying, the regular folks in this country, Republican, Democrat, Independent, are saying, where's our bailout? Hey, Denny, thanks for the call. Just want to mention, we're getting a lot of your instant messages. I can't respond to everyone. I can't read everyone because we've gotten so many. But I promise you, I will read. I am reading every single one. And they're all fantastic. You can always instant message us, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page and send us an instant message. I'm reading them right now. After the break, Bonnie, Dave, and Byron will get to your calls as well. I'll also fill you in on a couple of other local stories here. Beyond the John Hickenlooper, controversial John Hickenlooper statements, Karl Rove and Howard Dean are going to debate up at CU Boulder. Tell you about that and more, and we'll get back to our discussion of the Massachusetts Senate race.
Why debate? Can't they just have like a celebrity boxing event or something?
Can't they have like a Jello wrestling?
Like Rove versus Dean? That's awesome.
Rove versus Dean, naked Jello wrestling. Oh God!
Ew.
Yeah, that's
yeah. No, man, that sounds like it'd be fun.
Yeah, totally.
Holy
totally.
Cow.
I'll fill everyone in on those details after a traffic update.
All right, you got it, Dave. Traffic is back into good shape for us around Denver. We had a late crash
eastbound I-70 around Washington Street. Looks like they've just moved that one off the highway, so things are looking better there. Also in the 50s and 60s, both approaches into downtown now on I-25. Also a 15 to 20 minute trip on 225 in Aurora between I-70 and the Tech Center. National Western Stock Show still going on at the National Western Complex, so we will see some more traffic on I-70 east of 25 this week. Up in the high country, had some snow flying early this morning. Made some icy spots on 70 from Vail up to the Eisenhower Tunnel. Still a little icy and snow packed in spots over Loveland Pass, but it is looking a little better there in the high country. Forecast mostly cloudy and cool. Highs in the mid-40s. Another small chance for the afternoon rain or flurries. Our current downtown temperature, 30 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
At Freeway Ford, you'll always pay less for your new vehicle, a lot less. After rebates, get an 010 F-150 or Escape for just $15,900. That's a brand new F-150 or Escape, yours for just $15,900. Only at Todd Helton's Ford Team. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
Ever notice your automatic response before a collision? Hitting the brakes, honking, swerving? How about after a crash? Do you call for help? If you're injured or your cell phone's out of reach, you can't. With OnStar Automatic Crash Response, built-in sensors can alert an OnStar advisor who can direct emergency help to your exact GPS location. Help is automatic, in case your response isn't. OnStar is standard for the first 15 Chevy models. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations.
Comcast presents The On Demand Couple. On June 26th, Shaquille O'Neal was traded alone in a new town. He turned to his friend Ben Stein. Luckily, Ben had the Comcast Triple Play with On Demand.
I start and stop hit TV shows and the latest movies whenever I want. This feels like home already.
You too can enjoy the Comcast Triple Play with On Demand. Now only $99 a month for 12 months. Call 1-800-COMCAST today and enjoy access to thousands of on-demand choices, including movies, TV series, and kids' shows. And now, you can even watch online, anywhere, anytime.
Shaq, you're blocking my movie.
Watch it on my laptop.
You can watch it on your laptop? Wait, that's my laptop!
Hurry and call 1-800-COMCAST today and get the Comcast Triple Play with On Demand for just $99 a month for 12 months. Or step up to our HD Triple Play and get up to $200 back.
Offer ends 3-7-10, applies to starter XF Triple Play for new residential customers. After promo, regular rates apply. Equipment installation taxes and fees extra.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. Get a $1,400 Raccoon Creek Golf Course VIP card for only $195. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
They call and request a free trial now. The toll-free number is 1-800-400-8432. Please note that this free trial is only available to men and women in this listening area. If you do not live in this area, you are not eligible for the free two-week trial. Again, this is a free weight loss trial from the Foundation for Healthier Living. Anyone who is concerned about their weight may call now for a free two-week trial of a guaranteed weight loss program. If you do not lose the weight, you never pay for the product. Call for your free trial now. 1-800-400-8432. That's 1-800-400-8432. 1-800-400-8432.
How much could you be saving on car insurance? $300, $400, $500? There's a real easy way to find out. Just go to geico.com or call 1-800-974-AUTO.
A revolution, maybe that's what's going on in America right now. I wrote a book called The Uprising about the possibilities and perils of both progressive and right-wing populism, and I think that's what this election was all about, that the Democrats are now the victim of their own policies, the self-inflicted wounds. When you push a health care bill and a financial legislation that simply gives away more money to private industry, that's not liberal, that's not conservative, that's not the New Deal, that's not the legacy, the Democratic legacy that was so popular for years. That is corporatism. And I think that's what the country is railing on in these elections. Just want to fill you in before we get back to the phones. And we're getting all of your instant messages. They are hot. We're getting I must have gotten 100. I'm reading all of them. I can't read them all. I can't respond to them all. I can't read them all on the air. I will read them all, but I can't respond to them all. But they're fantastic. And some of you are mad at me. Some of you think I'm right on. We really appreciate it. You can always instant message us right to the studio. I get all of them. AM760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. We also have our must read of the day up there about the Massachusetts election. Just want to update you. Karl Rove and Howard Dean will take the stage at the University of Colorado at Boulder on February 15th. To debate current events at Mackey Auditorium at 7:30 p.m., the debate will be moderated by CU Boulder Chancellor Philip DeStefano. Hope I'm saying his name right. So, again, it's at February 15th, 7:30, up at CU Boulder. You can find that at the Huffington Post, the Denver's Huffington Post, link to that story. We'll go back to the phones now. We're going to power through a bunch of calls here about the Massachusetts Senate race. Have you had enough? I'm in a big fight with a couple of my friends. I've defriended a couple people who were very upset with me for not towing the Democratic Party line, for saying, and by the way, I've said this for years, that it is a terrible, terrible mistake for Democrats to be corporatist, to go corporatist, that politically it's a bad mistake, substantively it's a bad mistake. I've written a couple books about this, and I'm in a big fight with a bunch of people, and it's been actually kind of rough on my personal life, and I wonder, you know, if you've had the same situation out there when you talk to people. I think there are a lot of people out there who are just Democratic loyalists first, and they are very upset at progressives who are saying no. We are involved in politics and in citizenship and in our country, not for any one party, but for the issues. They get very upset. And we had one caller call up and say that I was a Republican and screamed at me, a Republican in sheep's clothing for criticizing President Obama. You know, I think that's where the country is right now, and I think it's a very, very tense time. What do you think? 303-713-7600. All right, back to the phones. Bonnie, Dave, and Byron, we're going to get to you right now. Also, Cam, I know you're holding. So here we go. Byron in Highlands Ranch. Byron, you're on AM760.
Yeah, no, Dave, it's Richie.
Oh, hey, Richie.
How are you?
All right.
Hey, look, this is, I think, what the main problem is, you know, is that the Republicans only have to serve one master. They can energize their base with meaningless stuff like abortion and guns, and they can satisfy their corporate interest and energize their base. The Democrats, to energize their base, they have to have ideals like Obama sold us during the campaign. But when it gets down to it, they always have to walk that line trying to satisfy the money and their base, and they always lose. The Republicans have an easier time.
But why do they have to?
They don't have to, but they do. Because the people that support them believe in this dream like Obama handed us about change and about we're going to get rid of all the we're going to make changes in Wall Street and we're going to get the money out of it and we're going to have, you know, health care and all. But when they get into the power, they try to walk that line. And that's why they always lose. That's why she lost up there. Very easy to energize the Republican base. Very difficult to energize us because you got to tell the truth and you got to go for real change. And they always lose. Look, Clinton did the same thing.
He absolutely did the same thing. I mean,
the Democrats always do the same thing, and that's why they can't hold on to any power. They have to get this money out of it. And we, except for Bernie Sanders, maybe, and maybe Grayson now, I don't really see much of a difference between the two sides once they get in power.
Well, I'm paraphrasing here. I mean, you're right in the sense that they don't have to walk that line, right? That's the catch-22. You can't make voters happy in an environment like this and also make corporate interests happy. It's just not going to happen. And you know, I'm trying to find the quote right now. I can't find it, but there was a quote from Franklin Roosevelt, right, where he said something along the lines of, you know, basically the rich big money interests hate me, and I see that as a badge of honor. And I'm paraphrasing his great quote.
I think he said, I welcome their hatred.
I welcome their hatred. That's right. I welcome their hatred. And the sad thing is that you can't imagine. It's hard to imagine a Democrat saying that right now. And that's really the problem. I mean, I'll read you here. I found the quote. Never before in all our history have these forces been so united against one candidate as they stand today. They are unanimous in their hate for me, and I welcome their hatred. And he was talking about the banks and the speculators. And that's what people voted for. Somebody who would take on the moneyed establishment, who would take on the corporatocracy in this country. And the Democrats have instead governed in the first year as corporatists. And I hope,
absolutely,
I hope that this is the wake-up call. Because the Republicans, and I want to be very clear about this, the Republicans are opportunists. They're hypocrites. They're corporatists, too. Of course they are. The George Bush, the Bush administration was not even a corporatism. It was a kleptocracy, right? It was ruled by thieves, ruled by corporate thieves.
And their base loved them.
And their base loved them. But what I'm saying is that I'm not saying that Scott Brown or the Republicans are better than Democrats. What I'm saying is they have seized the opportunity disingenuously, but successfully. And the only way to fight it off, the only way Democrats can fight it off, is to say, we're going to finally answer that age-old question. Which side are you on? It's the old labor question. And we are going to finally say, you know what? We are not going to walk the corporate line. We are going to take the risk of actually delivering on the promises of challenging entrenched corporate power. And if this
is... Do you see anybody who's got the cojones to do that?
You know, I do. I mean, I really do. I think Al Franken, I think Bernie Sanders, Jeff Merkley we've had on here was the one Democrat who cast a vote against Ben Bernanke. I think they are out there. I think this may be the wake-up call to them to say, hey, you can't just be out there voting the right line. You have got to be out there fundamentally changing that party and fundamentally changing our political system. You've got to take those risks. And you know, I think this could be the wake-up call. Hey, Richie, thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. Let's go to Bonnie in Pennsylvania. Bonnie in AM 760. You're on AM 760.
Hi, David.
Hey there.
Bob on your permanent gig.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. My advice is from Walt Whitman. Re-examine all you have been told. Dismiss what insults your soul. Regarding befriending people, because in the past, I've had to do the same thing because I don't like being treated with contempt. But I'm not too peachy keen on burning bridges because of, you know, the moral values of inclusion and tolerance.
Right.
But as I push 60, I know how long it takes to cultivate true friends. So I reject when someone treats me like a child that has to be disciplined because I express my disgust with the DLC Dems. So instead, I just focus on changing their soul-sucking approach and not the substance of the disagreement, and that the nasty approach is no way to win me over anybody else.
That's right.
And then we have to check ourselves, too. I would like to know what, like, a George Lakoff would recommend for that predicament, because I think he could figure that out.
Well, that's a good question. George Lakoff, the great social scientist. It's a good question. I think a lot of people are feeling, I mean, these political battles, this is a high pressure, very tense economic and political moment in our history, and I think they are straining not just the political system, but interpersonal relationships. And I'm telling you folks, this is going to get more intense, right? We're in an election year now. You're going to be hearing a lot of people out there who are going to tell you, look, you got to vote. You got to vote for the lesser of two evils, or you're going to get the evil. You got to vote for the Democrats no matter what they do.
And that's a scare tactic.
It is a scare tactic.
It is. And we've always been saying how the Repugs have been using scare tactics. And now we are doing it.
Right. If you don't vote for the Democrats, you'll get a terrible, terrible Republican. And I'm just saying this. I'm just saying it for me. Something over the last couple of weeks has snapped in my brain, and I'm just saying, you know what, I'm not going to be complicit in that anymore. I am not going to, here in this state, vote for John Hickenlooper unless he earns my vote. I'm not saying I'm going to go out and vote for Scott McGinnis, the Republican, but these politicians, you have to earn my vote. The Democratic label does not earn my vote automatically. It doesn't earn Massachusetts voters' votes, even though that's a Democratic state. It shouldn't earn people's votes alone. Politicians have to earn our vote. And you know what? If, again, if this is a teachable moment where we learn that, then it's a good thing. Hey, Bonnie, thanks so much for the call. Keep holding the fort down there in Pennsylvania. Cam in Denver. Cam, you're on AM 760.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Morning, Cam.
Say, so just curious now. I mean, you're a really smart guy. I respect you. I see things differently politically, but at any rate, don't understand why you seem right now to be surprised to come to a conclusion that the Democrats are also corporatists, just like the Republicans.
Well, no. I'm not surprised that they are.
I'm not shocked.
Here's what I'm shocked at. What I'm shocked at is the fact that when they control every lever of government, after making very explicit promises, and facing an American political electorate that is so clearly wanting an alternative to corporatism, that even with all of that, you see them aggressively pushing corporatist policies. In other words, they are pushing corporatist policies. They are choosing, by their own volition, to push corporatist policies at their own political peril. Right, I mean, I always understand, oh, you know, he had to do this or that because it was politically, you know, there was political pressure. And I'm sure there's corporate pressure. But clearly, towing the corporatist line is not in their own electoral, political self-interest. It is the way for them to commit political suicide. And that, I mean, I guess I didn't realize we were in that much of a radicalized situation where they were so loyal to that corporatist ethos that they were willing to put their own asses on the line.
Gotcha. Hey, one more quick thing, Dave. So also, why is it that you see Hickenlooper's support of continued or further exploration of gas oil industry support of them? Why do you see that as a detriment?
No, I don't see that as a detriment, because that's not what we're talking about. He was railing on basic, minimal rules to protect water supplies and to protect our environment that would also allow, and has allowed, I mean, so the oil and gas companies are still quite profitable, has allowed the oil industry to explore responsibly. So he didn't say, look, I want to expand exploration. That's not what he was saying. That's not what I'm railing on, and we can have a discussion about that. He was saying the modest rules that passed are unacceptable, and I just find that to be odious. These are popular. Well, we just talked to the reporter who had a poll from out in the West Slope. People out in the West Slope want their water supplies protected, and so Hickenlooper triangulating against communities and the environmental movement for basic rules that have already been passed. It just strikes me as odious and a grotesque sellout. Thanks for the call. 954 here on AM 760. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic speeds back in the 50s and 60s on all the major highways around town. Starting on the south end in Highlands Ranch and Littleton, C-470 showing us speeds in the 60s all the way around the Front Range, wrap around Wadsworth up to the Park Meadows area. Things also looking good on I-25 and the Tech Center to and through the downtown Denver area. No slowdowns on the approaches, both northbound and southbound there. Also looking good on the elevated portion of I-70 between the airport and downtown. Your forecast, mostly cloudy, a very small chance for afternoon rain showers. High is going to be in the low to mid 40s. Right now, 33 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Want to save on your groceries every time you shop? Just look for the yellow tags at King Soopers. They're the sign you're getting a great price, and you'll find thousands of them throughout the store every day. Get more value for the way you live at King Soopers.
Hi, this is Mario for the law firms of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, proud supporters of AM 760. Turner and Henderson are personal injury trial lawyers who have supported Progressive Talk since the beginning. They've devoted their entire legal careers to handling personal injury claims. They represent real people, not big insurance companies or corporations, and they've been successful at all kinds of personal injury claims. Turner and Henderson, call for free consultation at 303-300-1600.
Hey folks, Ed Schultz here. Say thanks for listening to AM 760 in Colorado. Say, are you a coffee drinker? Well, try mine. Big Eddie's Hawaiian Coffee Beans and Help the Vets. I can't go without coffee in the morning. Here's a great way to help the veterans. $3 of every bag purchase goes to post-traumatic stress disorder counseling for the veterans through IAVA. USACoffeeCompany.com. I'll give you a toll-free number as well. 100% Hawaiian coffee made in USA, You'll love the flavor. It's great coffee, and you can help the vets. Six bags will get you free shipping. 1-866-581-0667. www.usacoffeecompany.com. They've got the 1-800 number right there on the website. USA Coffee Company supports this radio station and Progressive Talk. Enjoy your favorite talk shows with a great cup of coffee from USA Coffee Company and help the vets. 1-866-581-0667. That's www.usacoffeecompany.com. Order today.
For a free trial of Hydralyze, the number is 1-800-400-5797.
My husband didn't think he had any options. Now he has the solution.
Men and women who've tried clinically proven Hydralyze are amazed at the dramatic results. If you know someone suffering from dark under eye circles and bags, call in the next 10 minutes for a risk-free trial of Hydralyze. That's a free trial at 1-800-400-5797. 1-800-400-5797.
Second here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Fred and Aurora, you're on the you're the last call of the day. Fire away.
Good morning, John. I'm a Republican who voted for Obama because I was looking for change, particularly on the war, the economy, and health care. I got nothing. It's absolutely the same situation.
So you crossed over to vote for Obama.
I sure did.
And what? And you are particularly pissed off about which one of those that you named?
Actually, all three, but particularly health care. I'm 65, and I was hoping for a change, and nothing.
Are you, and we only got about 20 seconds left, but are you pissed off on the health care initiative that it is a giveaway to the insurance and drug industries?
Absolutely.
Or some other reason?
I was really hoping for something better for the American people. This is nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, well, you know, and you've said it there, and I think your feelings epitomize a lot of people's feelings, whether you're Republican, Democrat, or independent. And again, hopefully, the Massachusetts election has been a big wake-up call. Thanks for your call. All right, that's the show. Tomorrow, Glenn Greenwald of Salon.com and Nomi Prinz, a former Goldman Sachs partner who has become a big whistleblower. We'll talk to you then. Keep it real.
Attention business owners, don't rent electricity, own it. Learn now at Independent Power Systems Commercial Solar Event. The Coors Field Solar Experts will show you how your business can go solar with low upfront costs and how rebates and federal tax grants can yield a 5 to 7 year ROI. Boulder County business owners can take advantage of the Climate Smart Loan Program to go solar for zero down and one annual payment. Green your business with solar and never pay another electric bill. Learn how in Boulder, Tuesday, January 26th at the St. Julian Hotel and Tuesday, February 2nd at the Dairy Center for the Arts. Visit solarips.com/KKZN for details or call 303-443-0015. In the neighborhood, drop by our Boulder office January 21st at 7 p.m. for the Solar Community Night. Visit solarips.com/KKZN for details or call 303-443-0015. Call 303-443-0015 for details or visit solarips.com/KKZN.
100-5798.
What an unbelievable deal. A Raccoon Creek Golf Course VIP card. 10 rounds of golf, 10 one-hour lessons. You can get it for $195. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on the Bargain Watch page on AM760.net.
AM760, Colorado's...